Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, it depends what you're looking for, isn't it? If you want someone to translate for you in French, a linguist would be useful. You want someone to drive you from A to B, probably the motoring skills were useful. Lovely to speak to you. Maria McCarthy, a motoring journalist and author of The Girl's Car Handbook. Thank you very much. I've got to get around to help me out with the car at some point. That's me done for another day. I'm now joined by Mr. John Holmes. Did you need a map to get in? Did you need the sat-nav? Or you're all right.
I've worked it out now after a year.
Done well.
Yeah, I've investigated all of the possibilities of getting here. And what I try to do is take the longest route, so
come in as late as possible.
I don't have to get here at all, but I still haven't found
that's
one.
Just your tribute to the listeners.
That really is. That prevents me from actually getting here. So, yeah, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's happening on your show?
Well, the pie.
Loving the pie.
Spouse. That'll happen.
Well, this is it. Yes, pies and marriage. Big theme of my show today.
Really? Well, we'll be taking up your baton.
The baton.
The Hartley Brewer baton. And running with it, I can tell you that. We'll also be giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive, chicken, beef or lamb.
Is the meat going to be encased in pastry in a pie?
No,
slightly?
No. Although now you've said that, might up the stakes. Another meat reference for you. And give away pie today, actually. That's a good idea.
I can't believe it. Mr. Trick. And if I could find my way to the shops and back, I could go and buy it for you. It's 12:58. John's going to be here after 1 o'clock after the news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, overseas buyers are looking for quality UK goods and services. Make your business visible around the world and help buyers find you through the government's free new online service. Start your export journey. Visit great.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes and here is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, novelist fiancé convicted of her murder. Suicide bomber was held in Guantanamo Bay. And Brits to honour George Michael.
Talk Radio.
The fiancé of children's author Helen Bailey has been found guilty of her murder in a plan to acquire her fortune. The 51-year-old's body was found in a cesspit months after she went missing. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Ian Stewart spent months poisoning Helen Bailey before smothering her to death in a plot to get his hands on millions of pounds. There was a huge manhunt for the novelist, who is behind the Electra Brown series of books, when she went missing in April last year. After 3 months, she was discovered dead with her pet dog hidden below the couple's garage. Now the 56-year-old's been convicted of murder. Police are going to re-examine the sudden and unexpected death of his first wife.
It's emerged a British man who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq was paid compensation after being detained at Guantanamo Bay. Ronald Fidler was given a £1 million payout in compensation. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn claims 9 in 10 NHS trusts are unsafe. But Theresa May's dismissed the figure, saying just over half are considered good or outstanding. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has given her backing to a campaign urging us to stage street parties to show unity in honour of murdered MP Jo Cox. Her husband Brendan, along with the Duchess of Cornwall and Chef Jamie Oliver, are launching the great get-together today. They hope it'll help boost community spirit. Theresa May has praised Mr Cox in the House of Commons.
Being united makes us strong, that we should recognise the things that unite us as a country and as a people, the bonds that we share together. And I think this is a very fitting tribute to our late colleague.
An elderly man has been arrested on suspicion of sending offensive messages to two MPs online. Scotland Yard says a 73-year-old has been questioned in West Sussex. And the organisers of the Brit Awards have announced the show will pay tribute to George Michael. The ceremony will take place at the O2 Arena in London later, with performances from Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Hi. Hi. Have you...
Clearly, because I stopped speaking.
Well, yes. Did you... was that about the Brits?
Yes, John.
What did you say about the Brits?
George Michael's going to be honoured. There's going to be a tribute.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Who else is there?
Katy Perry is going to be performing, and so is Ed Sheeran.
Right. I went once. It was really boring.
Oh.
Just saying.
Are you invited this time around?
No.
Oh.
I snuck in once.
You did once, didn't you?
Yeah, I was doing red carpet.
Yeah.
But I managed to sneak in.
Oh, wow.
And then got led out about 2 minutes later.
Yeah. Great,
so
show me something like that.
Did work then?
Yeah, just about.
Right. Great showbiz gossip on the programme then today. Obviously, that's a highlight. That's got that
I
done.
I saw the side of Rita Ora.
Okay. Right, so it's 3 minutes past 1 o'clock, and now here's Ben.
No.
No?
No.
Have you not done the weather?
No.
Oh, for crying out loud. Talk radio, national weather. Do the weather then.
All right, John.
End on a high.
So boring.
Well, don't do it then.
Repetitive.
Well, don't do
and
it
what
then.
About you? Showers persisting all day in Scotland. Fine and mostly dry for Northern England and Northern Ireland. Cloudy further south with some rain. Highs at 13 degrees.
What about Doris?
It's Boris and it's a murdered dog, so...
No, Storm Doris.
Oh, you called Boris Doris earlier.
Storm Doris, not the murdered dog.
It's really windy.
What, the dog?
No, the dog's dead.
The storm. Stormzy's playing at the Brits. Is that connected?
He's not.
Can we move on?
Yes, that sort of thing.
Skepta's playing at the Brits.
No, Stormzy.
He's attending, probably.
There you go.
But he's not playing.
All right, he's attending.
Stormzy and Louis Theroux have a bit of a bromance going on at the moment.
Why haven't we heard about that in the news?
Well, I spoke about it in my entertainment news the other day, but you guys don't get that.
Or care. So, thanks, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester are in Spain ahead of their Champions League last 16 first leg with Sevilla this evening. The Premier League title holders are looking to turn around a season that's descended into a relegation battle. Striker Jamie Vardy says a win in Talk Sports Live commentary match tonight would go a long way to rectify their domestic struggles.
If we make sure that we put a good performance in, then hopefully we can take that into the league and obviously improve his situation there.
Manchester United face St Etienne in the Europa League last 32 later with a 3-0 advantage from their first leg at Old Trafford. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. In the Sky Bet Championship, Fulham aim to keep their playoff hopes on track when they go to struggling Bristol City. And in the Scottish Cup, Hibs host Hearts in their fifth round replay. Finally, rugby. George North will return to the Wales team for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Scotland at Murray Field. He replaces Alex Cuthbert, the only change to the side that lost to England in their last outing in the competition. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben, with your pre-recorded sport. Thank you, Victoria.
Thanks.
With your live news and weather. And now, we'll bring you a Wednesday programme. Talk Radio.
That guitar riff means you're probably expecting an update. The latest news or travel, maybe. Telling you what the chances are of getting to your destination on time. But what if you never get there at all? Because heart disease can kill when you least expect it. Even now. No warning, no time to prepare. Just like that, the journey's over. But with the British Heart Foundation's research, together we can beat heart disease. Join the fight at bhf.org.uk to help us fight for every heartbeat. Now, how's that traffic looking?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
It's the inner house.
We're a lost cause, so...
Last night, James Whale gets some internet fame for his iron crotch.
Yes, so do I. An Arctic roly-poly. Is that like an Arctic roll?
No, fat, yeah.
Dream girls. Ass broadcast.
Who dresses like Keith Richards.
I'm an auditor in Bristol.
You're a what in Bristol?
An auditor.
Auditor.
I think we should genuinely get Charlie in to audit the show properly.
Captain Birdseye.
Built a reputation as being a master of this type of kung fu.
Wasabi, what's that?
Please make a sandwich awards. Well and truly covered off, I think. Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages. Or a box of organic veg. Goat girl.
Yes!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon then. Hello, it is Talk Radio on the radio in the afternoon. And I've been looking at the news today, the news that there is, and as far as I can make out, the main issue of the day is that a man has eaten a pie. So that's that story covered off then. Moving on. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And we're pleased to announce this afternoon that, like the BBC, Talk Radio... Now, this is big news. Stay tuned for this. Like the BBC has announced today, Talk Radio, not to be left behind, we are launching a new channel in Scotland, just like the BBC are doing. They've announced theirs today with a budget of £30 million. We've got 30 quid, and we will be bringing you the best roundup of Scottish issues that are important to the Scottish. Now, the other good news is that, of course, Talk Radio did have a Scottish presenter for a while. That's Hardeep Singh Kohli. He's from Glasgow, so... So we're launching Talk Radio Scotland. And it's going to be the Talk Radio Scotland full-set porridge breakfast with Hardeep Singh Kohli. Then it's mid-mornings with Hardeep Singh Kohli. And what I've said is I'll do the afternoons as usual anyway, because I think I can get as a sponsorship deal with the manufacturers of heroin, which is a traditional Scottish drug. And then Drive will be with Hardeep Singh Kohli. Talk Radio Scotland, it launches next year. For now, though, hello, it's your national Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon setup. And on the programme today, you can win a foreign spouse. Now, this morning, of course, the Supreme Court, led by the Right Honourable Diana Ross QC, decided that the rules which prevent thousands of UK citizens bringing a husband or wife to Britain from outside the European Economic Area were lawful in principle. That is what the Supreme Court said this morning, but they didn't rule on whether or not it's lawful to win a spouse in a radio competition, so let's assume it's fine. Now, all you need to do if you'd like to win a foreign spouse on the programme today is complete this sentence in 10 words or fewer. I would like to win a foreign spouse on the programme today because... And now, if you complete that sentence on the back of a postcard or sealed down envelope, okay... And then text your postcard or sealed down envelope to Talk Radio, Foreign Spouse Competition, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Winners will be notified when a foreign spouse arrives at their house. Now it's time to sit on the broadcasting bench, of course, and bite into today's radio pie to find out just what the delicious filling is. Well, I can tell you for a start off... Headline hijack is on the way. Made up news stories, fake news, writ large. Fake news, of course, manufactured by orphans in far-off sweatshops. For as little as nothing a day. They have to sew the fake news onto the internet. And we take it, we embrace it. We invite you to make that news story up and hear it said as a fact in the news at 2 o'clock. You can make the story up. Victoria's mouth, it's not full of pie like the fat footballer's mouth, but instead it's full of fake news, isn't it, Victoria? This mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And we'd like to fill that mouth with a news lie supplied by you. There's a number, 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a word talk.
There'll be another Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well, of course, if you're lunching alone, then be alone no more, my friend, as we invite you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. And you can win a souvenir gift prize. The criteria is simply this. Be lunching alone. Come on the radio. Tell us why. Win a gift. That's it. Email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. As podcasts will call you back. You will not understand a blind word she says because she's a northern witch. Work experience punditry on the way as well today, as work experience Matilda is back. And she'll be waltzing in here with this week's roundup of pop-up hipster nonsense. There's today's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. We will be taking to the streets, going out into the streets to speak to the man or woman in the street to find out what they think. Today we are asking them, do they think inflatables or turkey dinosaurs? Oh, it's so zeitgeisty. That's what everyone's talking about. Let us know what you think on that subject as well, of course. Controversial, isn't it? Do you think inflatables? Or do you think turkey dinosaurs? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word
turkey. That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word
turkey,
like.
Dinosaurs or inflatables.
Yeah.
That's all your reactions. The big debate at 3. The diversity paper review. Where each day a different diversity reviews the papers, thus making us the most diverse programme on the radio today. It's Kyle. And I think he's half Caribbean and Welsh or something, so that's a big box ticked right there. Oh, and plus your chance to win some meat on the radio in a game of dead or alive. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
And also today, to celebrate Piegate, I'm going to throw in a pie. You can win a pie. In fact, it's not chicken, beef or lamb today. It's a chicken pie, a beef pie or a lamb pie. Or a vegetable pie. They're the pies.
Why vegetable pie?
Because we're not racist.
Oh, yeah.
So you can win a pie to celebrate Piegate in a game of dead or alive. 8722 is the number.
Start your message with a word talk.
Ginger Dave not producing today. I'm afraid he's had to resign after he sat on a bench and ate a student. Asprodcast is back through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Joy.
Did you have a nice time off?
Until about 9 o'clock this morning, yeah.
We had to come back.
Yeah.
We had 2 days off. You, without the smell of an egg. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi.
Someone called Alex is here. Someone called Alex. Hi, Alex. Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Oh. He's here because, get this, his wife arranged him to spend the day with us as a birthday present. She must hate you, Alex.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, yeah, okay. She just wanted me out of the house. That was all.
Fair enough. Victoria can feel her news coming in the air tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to place a bet now with Sunbet. 8-1 that paid intern Cornelius eats his lunch during the show. I'm betting on that. Eats his lunch during the show. And thus I'm a winner. Now, it is time to get to today's big story, which of course we'll do with some music. But what could the big story possibly be? Stop chewing. Allow the music...
It's a big crisp.
To guide us in. You listen to Talk Radio.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know
is Don McLean, American Pie. Why would I be playing that, though? It's music, certainly. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play that to get us into today's big story. But why? Why?
This will be the day that I'd...
Why? So, play along at home, see if you can figure out the day's big story from that song, as it links us neatly in. Paid intern Cornelius has been sort of working this out.
Look at my working.
Why would this song, of all songs, called American Pie, link us to a big story? How could I without that song?
I have a quick question.
Yes?
Do you have a Chevy?
No, I do not.
Have you ever driven to a levee?
I have genuinely driven to a levee while in the American state of Tennessee.
What was the state of the levee, sort of moistness-wise?
It was, I would say it was fairly... I want to say dry. I'm going to say dry.
Is it one of those?
Is what one of those?
Is it, are you going to talk about one of your trips?
No, it's a big story in the news.
Big story. Yeah.
There's maybe someone's imposed a levy.
A tax levy.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No.
Oh. Donald Trump because America.
No.
Don McLean. Is it something to do with the mafia? Because Mafia Don.
No.
Something to do with Dick and Dom, because Dom sounds like Don, the children's entertainers.
Let me check.
Just in the bungalow. Bogies and creamy muck muck.
No.
Is it the... No.
It's not that.
No. Is it the new TV channel for BBC in Scotland?
No. I'll tell you what it is. It's pie.
It's
got the word pie in it.
American. Oh, I'd guess that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So we're going to need a guest because we're going to talk about pie on the radio next, of course. It's the day's big story. And Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's her job to find us a guest. Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Yeah. Could you get us a guest, please?
So what?
Talk about pie.
Pie.
Like?
A mathematician.
That type of pie.
We're going to talk about pie next. On Talk Radio, in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But... I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tomorrow at 10, exclusively to History.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Newcastle-upon-Tyne, the Tyne Bridge is said to be slow southbound because of a broken-down bus. Through Barby in North Yorkshire, delays for the A19 because of roadworks. Very busy for both sides, the M6 in Cheshire, between 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. That's a combination of roadworks and an earlier breakdown. Approaches to the Elmbridge Court roundabout in Gloucester are very busy, particularly the A40, again because of roadworks. And strong winds across the Severn Bridge in Monmouthshire means that's down to one lane in both directions. I'm Gerena Adams.
BT's 10-day unmissable sale is now on. Get unlimited BT Infinity Fibre broadband with unlimited UK weekend calls and save an incredible £126 over 12 months. Plus, get champion deals on BT Sport and watch exclusive live games from the Premier League, UEFA Champions League, Emirates FA Cup and UEFA Europa League. But hurry, BT's 10-day unmissable sale must end Thursday the 23rd of February. Join today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Prices and content may change. New BT broadband and BT Sport customers 12-month terms. Saving versus previous 12 months. New customer subscription charge subject to availability. Pay direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Now, Talk Radio, of course, is home to your reactions. A lot of your reactions are coming in. Let's take some of the reactions before we talk about today's big story. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in. John, Brexit must go ahead. Thanks for our partners in crime for that. The bus manufacturer, go ahead for that message. John, I'm sick of my name reminding people about Simple Minds. Thank you, Joan, for that. Joan, to forget about me.
Thank you very much, Joan. Do keep your messages and reactions coming in. Of course, you can react on 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or if you've got a reaction and you happen to be popping down to the supermarket, don't forget the Talk Radio reaction bins are often to be found next to bottle banks and those clothes ones that the Salvation Army put there. If you look for the red logo of Julia Hartley Brewer's face with her mouth area cut out, then just pop your reaction into Julia Hartley Brewer's face slot and their reactions will be distributed around the other presenters for us to read out. It's the Talk Radio reaction bins. Now, let us talk about today's big story. So, as far as I understand it, a footballing man has been fired off a bench because he was trying to work out a complicated mathematical formula. So-called Piegate, where a fat goalkeeper struggled with the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. I don't know much about football, if I'm honest, but I think this is what happened. Anyway, it's dominating today's news agenda. And if I bother to look at that properly, I might have some idea of what exactly is going on. But the question, I think, is this. Should a footballer, however fat he is, be penalised for doing maths? Now, footballers are notoriously thick, so surely the sight of one practising transcendental trigonometry on the sideline should be celebrated, not lead to him being fired or forced to resign. It seems a bit off to me that given the levels of corruption surrounding FIFA and Sepp Blatter, who appear to be above the law, that an overweight reserve goalkeeper in a blue shirt can be forced to resign over a number, no matter how irrational that number. And pi, of course, is an irrational number because it cannot be expressed as a ratio of integers. But just what is pi? Now, you'll remember it from school. But after that, Who knows? But to talk us through it, of course, on telephone line number 3.14159265359, which is our phone line we have in the studio to 11 decimal places, is Professor Helen Wilson. She's a Professor of Applied Mathematics at University College London. Good afternoon, Professor Helen.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us, taking out time of your busy maths life. First question, is pi too difficult for a fat footballer to do?
It would depend on the fat footballer, but I wouldn't have thought so.
Right, OK. So I remember from school, but I can't quite remember, and I think I speak for many, what it's for and why it's so important. So if you could talk us through it.
Well, it's one of these fundamental numbers that just pops up everywhere. So the definition, as you said, is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. Mm. So in the simplest sense, if you take the length of the big hand of the clock, then twice that is the diameter of the clock.
Yes.
The length around the outside is three and a bit times that.
Right.
But it also comes up in places where you wouldn't expect it, given that you've just defined it from a circle. So, for instance, if you take a pendulum that's really, really heavily weighted at the end, so it's basically just a heavy thing on a very light stick with no friction, the period, the length of time it takes to do one side-to-side tick, is its length divided by the value of gravity, square root that, and then the number you need to multiply that by is 2 pi.
So you make it sound very simple, but I wonder if the, in terms of everyday life, obviously it comes into your everyday life, but in what way does it encroach on all of us without us really knowing about it? If you see what I mean, why? Because it's still taught in schools, of course. It's very important to maths, but what is it about that makes it just so crucial to our understanding of the world?
To be honest, actually knowing the value of pi is not that important to anybody in their everyday life.
Right.
We don't price things in pi or anything like that. But it facilitates all of mathematics. So anything you do with advanced mathematics, pi's just pop up everywhere.
Mm.
So here's a simple example. This is not particularly advanced mathematics, but if you take the sum of 1, and then 1 over 2 times 2, and then 1 over 3 times 3, 1 over 4 times 4, and repeat and keep on going, the answer you get is pi squared divided by 6. So although it feels like a thing that's come from circles, it's actually a fundamentally built part of the way that all of mathematics works, which means then if you do anything with electrical engineering, every time you use an oscillating circuit, a pi pops up. Every time you do anything to do with electricity, pretty much, pies come in all over the place.
Right. Is it useful in football? Because a ball's round.
A ball is round, but the only reason, I mean, yes, obviously a ball is round, and that's very important because it makes it roll.
Yes.
But the only time you'd need to know about the geometry of the ball for anything other than just it rolling is when you need to know whether it's crossed the goal line, and then all you care about is the radius.
Yes. I quite care about the radius of the fat goalkeeper's tummy as well. So if I wanted to work that out,
does that have to cross the goal line?
Well, he's technically on the goal line, although this one's on the bench, of course. But how would I work out the circumference of a fat goalkeeper?
The circumference of a fat goalkeeper is best measured. It's the radius that you can't measure because he's kind of there.
Yeah.
But supposing that you measure the width by taking a picture, then multiply that width by pi and you get his circumference.
Excellent answer there. Professor Helen Wilson, Professor of Applied Mathematics at University College London, there talking us through how to measure the radius and circumference of a fat goalkeeper. Final question, Professor Helen Wilson. What is your favourite kind of pie?
Lemon meringue.
Thank you. That's Talk Radio then in the afternoons, and I think, part talk, part radio entertainment, part maths lesson. If you've got any idea what Professor Helen Wilson was talking about, then do let me know, because I'm too stupid to understand all of that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any number you'd like.
Thank you very much. Indeed. Right. Your reaction is very welcome. In the next half an hour, headline hijack, of course, make the news up. Hear it said as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. And we'll meet today's lonely luncher. But just after 1:30, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A man has been convicted of murdering his fiancée in a plot that initially involved making a call to police to report her as missing.
He left a note. She said in the note something like, I need
space and time alone.
You're definitely not at home, no?
No, by the last night, I don't literally check everywhere. We have got quite a large house, but I have literally checked everywhere.
Ian Stewart had been drugging Helen Bailey with sleeping pills before smothering her in April. He dumped the author's body in a cesspit underneath their home in Royston in Hertfordshire, where she was found 3 months later alongside her pet dog. The 56-year-old claimed Helen was killed by kidnappers who'd framed him. Charles White from the Crown Prosecution Service says Stewart was very calculating.
He had planned this crime over a long period of time and had deceived everyone. He was living alongside Helen Bailey in the same house, eating meals, sharing their lives together. She had no notion that he had this sinister design on her. So he was a very clever deceiver.
Tony Blair has hit out at critics who've questioned whether a British man who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq this week should have been released from Guantanamo Bay in 2004. The former Prime Minister says governments always have to balance proper concern for civil liberties with desire to protect security. The car used by two armed men to spring a convicted murderer from custody in Liverpool is being forensically examined. Police say 28-year-old Sean Walmsley is highly dangerous. A 73-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of sending offensive messages to two MPs. It's claimed politicians received the post on social media last summer. And the school minister has confirmed primary age pupils will be tested on their times tables. The checks will start from next year. The weather, showers persisting all day in Scotland, fine and mostly dry for Northern England and Northern Ireland. Cloudy further south with some rain, highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
You ran that one very quickly there, didn't you? Barely paused for breath at the end between the news and the weather.
Mm.
Why are you pointing that out?
No, just saying. Just
analysis.
Boom. News.
Denny's asked for more news analysis on this show, so that's what
really?
We're doing. Yeah.
Denny's the boss.
I know that.
Good. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
In the next bit, Victoria will be doing the news at 2 o'clock, and out of her mouth will come a news lie masquerading as truth. It's a headline hijack. We'd like to get involved in that in an hour's time as well. Victoria will be here with bonus news today. What are we back to animal news?
Animal news.
Each day she brings us bonus news at around 2:30. The reason is her bulletins are smaller than they used to be, so she has to rack them up to size. And to do that, she brings us bonus news at 2:30. And it's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days in order to sort of cover off everything. And today it's the turn of animal news, which is her favourite. So we all look forward to... Well, she looks forward to that in around an hour's time. Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay.
Great. Good. And Lonely Lunch Club. Don't forget Lonely Lunch Club, because there will be the opening of today's Tupperware Hall of Despair, of course. And if you are lunching alone, you could well be inducted into it. All you have to do is get in touch with us and tell us why you're lunching alone. Come on the radio and talk to us. That's it. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We've got another packed show. We're going to be joined by the comic Adam Bromley, who'll be taking us through the trending review. By the author Amor Towles, talking about his brand new book, A Gentleman in Moscow. And by journalist and broadcaster Olivia Foster, our girl about town, with all the latest gossip.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Like that bit of production just said, a lot of reactions coming in, I have to say, for about pie. Now, the first question we ask, of course, is we talked to Professor Helen Wilson there. She's Applied Mathematics, University College London, and she talked to us about pie, but I have to say, though I spoke to her for about 7 minutes about pie, I'm still none the wiser as to what pie even is or is for. And I'm not the only one. John, this has come in from French Tickler. Knowing the value of pie, of course, is essential for anyone who works in Greggs. And that's true, because if you take it up to the till and they don't know the value of it, how on earth, you know, then the whole mathematical system breaks down, doesn't it? So there's nothing you can do. Cornelius,
hi.
What have you got coming in there?
Lots coming in. John, I've heard someone say that the goalkeeper will live to regret eating that pie. But to be honest, looking at the shape of him, I don't think he'll live that much longer. That's coming from a really mean tweet.
Thank you.
John, normally when I hear about footballers and filling... I won't finish that one.
No.
Did
it involve a travel lodge hotel bedroom?
Yeah. Okay. And Jeff says that pie talk was absolutely pucker.
Thanks very much. We've got a caller on the line as well. Andrew's on the phone. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, John. A pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, isn't it? So you called in, having heard me talking to Professor... got a caller on the phone.
God. There's a caller.
There's a caller on the phone. I feel like Paul Ross now.
Hi, Andrew.
It's Andrew. He's on the phone. Hi. That's Cornelius, by the way. Cornelius Andrew. Andrew Cornelius.
Hi, Andrew.
Yeah. And he's genuine. He's called in. He's just called in.
Yeah, well, let him speak.
Oh, I'm going to. Time to speak, Andrew.
John.
Yes.
When I was at school, we used to have a newspaper called Mathematical Pie.
Great caller. Sorry, go on.
And along the bottom of the paper, it went on for years, there were a whole series of numbers, and it was the working out of the value of pi. And as I was saying to your colleague, I don't think there is a value of pi. It just goes on and on forever.
Yes, you're right. I only read it out to 11 digits, Andrew, there, but it's fairly infinite because it keeps dividing itself again and again, doesn't it? I don't know what I'm talking about.
There is no value of pi. It's infinite.
Andrew, out of all the digits in pi, which ones are your favourites?
I prefer gooseberry, actually.
It's gone weird now. Andrew, if you don't mind me asking, when were you at school?
Oh, this was in the 50s.
Right, okay. So, but pi itself, pi is still ongoing. You're right. It hasn't stopped since the 50s.
It hasn't. It's still going on. Yeah.
It's like light in space. You know when you see you look up into the stars and you see the light from a star, of course, and it's from thousands of years ago, but it's the light still travelling outwards, isn't it?
So theoretically, if you're measuring this against a footballer, he could be eating pies forever.
Well, exactly. Yes, a fat footballer is infinite and can't be measured in much the same way as pie.
I'm afraid I can't compete with you for wit, John.
It's a sarcastic caller there on the radio. So that's nice. That was nice.
Thanks, Andrew. Please call in again.
Yes, too.
Every day.
Andrew there. Just called in. I know I sound surprised, but you know, it doesn't normally happen to us. Just called in. Why don't you call in? 0344 499 1000. We'll do a show like Ian Lee's. It'll be fine. That's Andrew. Calls cost something. So,
standard network, right?
Well, yeah, but they're free if you've got
a package.
Yeah.
I've got a package.
Moving on. So, in the next bit of the programme, then, there will be Headline Hijack. Of course, the lines are open for that. And we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher. Perhaps Andrew will phone in again.
No, he sounded popular.
Yeah, he did. If you are on your own, you're eating a pie, then get in touch and you can be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair here on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Well, that was weird, wasn't it?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
BT's 10-day champion sale is now on. Get half-price BT Sport for 12 months with BT Broadband, so you won't have to miss Arsenal, Man City and Leicester in the UEFA Champions League, and top action from the Premier League, the Emirates FA Cup and the UEFA Europa League. Don't miss a second of the action. Sign up at bt.com/sale before midnight 23rd of February.
Price and content may change. New BT Sport customers 12-month term. Requires new BT Broadband contract and ongoing renewal. Currently £7.50 a month from month 13. Pay direct debits. Exclusions and terms apply.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price on the Civic Petrol at your local dealership while stocks last. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
horns.
Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through the Lake District on the A595 through Wobbathwaite. It's currently blocked in both directions after a lorry overturned. Sorby Bridge in West Yorkshire, the Burnley Road, A646, is reported to be delayed because of an accident. That's around Blackwall Lane. Traffic in and around Bristol's busy, not helped, of course, by roadworks on Rupert Street, the A38, as you head into the city. And there's queues through the New Forest on the A31. This is west towards Ringwood because of a broken down vehicle. I'm Gerena Adams.
BT's 10-day unmissable sale is now on. Get unlimited BT Infinity Fibre broadband with unlimited UK weekend calls and save an incredible £126 over 12 months. Plus, get champion deals on BT Sport and watch exclusive live games from the Premier League, UEFA Champions League, Emirates FA Cup and UEFA Europa League. But hurry, BT's 10-day unmissable sale must end Thursday the 23rd of February. Join today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Prices and content may change. New BT broadband and BT Sport customers, 12-month terms. Saving versus previous 12 months. New customer subscription charge subject to availability. Pay direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there is a fat footballer who has sat on a bench and worked out a mathematical...
Must have been a strong bench.
...formula. Good one. And there was... There's other news. A man from ISIS... Don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes.
He apparently was paid £1 million compensation. He was kept in Guantanamo Bay, and this is on the front of a lot of papers today, isn't it? And he was paid a compensation for being kept, and then he went off to join ISIS and then blew up. So that's in the news as well. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, you don't have to, Cornelius, because we're here to help by taking... the news and analysing it through the medium, as regular listeners will know, of Japanese poetry. What we do is we take short form Oriental verse and expose the news to it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables makes it fewer complicated. We present the news in haikus.
Turns out compensation to suicide ISIS recruit cost a bomb.
The news in haikus. Okay then, just 15 short minutes, well actually 15 minute long minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. In that news there will be, well the news, but there will also be a made up news lie. Fake news, fake news, as Trumpity Trump would bellow angrily. But no, we embrace it and have been doing since we launched about a year ago here on Talk Radio, so... way before it was zeitgeisty, we've been embracing the notion of made-up news by getting you to make it up and send it to us and thus hear it read out as fact in the bulletin at the top of this hour by Victoria. But who can be, who will be victorious in today's Victoria's news bulletin by getting the news story in? That's the question. You can send them in 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Very good. What's been coming in, Cornelius? Who sent what so
far? This has come in from John, who says that Ed Sheeran has pulled out of performing at tonight's Brit Awards after criticising the events for not recognising any ginger acts in the nominations.
Yep.
A number of red-headed artists have supported the move, tweeting the hashtag BritSoBrunette, including Newton Faulkner, Mick Hucknall and Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, Halliwell. Is he in relation to Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah, all of whom have been overlooked in this year's nominations.
How? That's correct.
Racist.
How?
No.
This is right, though. This is the problem with diversity at the Brits. It was an issue last year, wasn't there?
Mm.
And they haven't learned. I mean, you're absolutely right. Where are the gingers?
Mm.
They are part of this nation. I think they should be represented. It's not what they need to do is bring in some more gingers on the voting panels, like they've done with other diversities this time,
like Chris Evans or someone.
Yeah, Chris Evans. Yeah, would do, wouldn't he? Mm. And see if we can solve that problem. That is a real issue that gingers aren't being recognised. I don't blame Ed Sheeran for pulling out. Actually, I think that's the right thing to do. And ginger people should always pull out as well because
no.
You know, that's
no, not, stop it.
Stop anymore.
Move on to the next thing you're going to say. The next sentence. No, skip this sentence and move on to the next sentence.
Oh, okay, sorry. The next sentence. The British Institute of Lollipop People have today started a 3-day consultation on whether they should stop traffic for adults who just happen to be passing when there are no children about. For many centuries, the industry has been embroiled with conflict over this issue. The official result is expected on Friday. That's the British
Institute. I have that problem.
Lollipop.
There's
people.
A lollipop lady at the top of my road round the corner,
yes,
occasionally. And it's just really confusing as to when I go to cross that road,
yeah,
whether I should wait for her to stop the traffic or not.
Well, what have you decided?
I normally, more dangerously, decide not to cross at the crossing. I cross before it so it doesn't happen. But it's really weird.
I thought the point of a lollipop lady, or man, or ginger, was that they weren't at a crossing and thus provided a sort of mobile crossing.
No, this one's at a crossing.
Well, that's a waste of everyone's time.
It's not a zebra crossing. It's just where there's got a traffic island in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's still, like, no one could stop the cars except a lollipop lady.
Right.
There.
You could get your own lollipop. Because I've often thought that might be an idea.
Mm.
If you had your own lollipop and you just walk out with that.
Yeah, you'd need the coat as well.
It's just a white
coat.
But
that'd be great, actually. They should give them to policemen who are on the chase but on foot.
On the chase? What, with Bradley Walsh?
Yeah. No, when they're chasing after a criminal, like, because they can't have blue sirens, and if the criminal runs across the road, they should be able to stop the traffic like they can with a car.
Yeah.
But just with a lollipop stick and then continue their pursuit.
I don't know what you're talking about. But what I am going to say, and what I have realised off the back of that, is, and you mentioned them, but the hashtag Brits so human, because where are the zebras and the animals in this year's nominations? So
I mean, Rag and Bone Man's been boasting about it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Saying, I'm only human.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So they're giving him that award.
Racist. What's your opinion? Should animals be included in the Brit Awards? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Actually, I was on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag BritSoHuman.
Thank you. Right, let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
For those tuning in for the first time, hello, welcome. It's confusing, isn't it? You need to listen to about, you need to listen to about
three or four times.
Three or four with the subtitles before you get it. It's like The Wire, before you even know what's going on. Anyway, Lonely Lunch Club is where we meet somebody who is lunching alone. That's very simple to understand, isn't it? They're just lunching alone. They come on the radio, they tell us why, they get a souvenir gift prize. We are here for you to make your lunchtime fewer lonely than it was previously. That is it. That's what it is. We play the role of virtual friend and colleague, and we're going to do that right now with Lucy, who's in Eastbourne. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good. Lonely, though, I understand.
Yes, I'm on my own in front of my computer.
I see. Why? What do you do, Lucy? Tell us that first, and then tell us why you're lunching alone.
I'm a self-employed artist and community artist.
Oh.
And I'm on my own today because I've set myself a task of applying for a course. And I need to fill in a very boring, long form.
I see. Being an artist, though, are you not tempted to put art on the form? I mean, is that part of the...
Yes. Art, I haven't even been able to open up the form yet because I can't find my password for something. So, yes, I'm at frustrating computer.
It's annoying, that, isn't it, Lucy, though? Because we all have so many passwords, don't we? You just can't remember. And did you... only this week, I think, was a head of security, a cyber security head, said that all this talk of remembering different passwords was nonsense and it was impossible to do. And he thought there was a lot of scaremongering around the fact that people could steal our passwords online when it's actually not that easy to do at all. So what I'm saying is, Lucy, you just need one.
Well, I usually have... One password I use for everything, but then I did get panicked about that, and so I decided to have several, and now I can't work out which one of the several it is. But I'll get there.
I'm like you, Lucy. I spend most of my time, it seems, online, or I go to a website. What do I need to do? Be it to pay my credit card, whatever it might be, to log into a bank, to what, and I always just know I'm going to have to click forgotten password.
Yes.
And then I have to build into the time that it would have taken to do anything, the time it takes for an email to arrive with a link on it for me to click to say who I am to reset a password that I know I'll have forgotten by the next time.
And also you have to prove you're not a robot quite often as well, don't you?
Exactly, yes. I've taken to using the little code that that proves I'm not a robot as my password. But the problem with that is it changes every time, like my password. So I just get into sort of this horrible Mobius strip of not knowing how to get into anything on the internet. So I share your pain, Lucy.
Yes, it is.
And that's presumably why you do art, because it's relaxing.
It should be. And I am definitely trying to enjoy doing my artwork without being full of angst and pain and thinking, am I doing it right? Who's going to like it? Does it matter if anyone likes it? Just do it because you need to do it. So I'm working very hard at going with the flow and just trying to enjoy it. But, yes.
Good. Well, no. It's nice to talk to you. Can we see your art on it? I mean, where would we see? Or do you sort of do you exhibit, Lucy?
I retired from teaching about 2 years ago and moved down to Eastbourne with the mind of focusing on my artwork. I show it at home as part of the Eastbourne Open Studios. So I open the house. And I'm hoping to have an exhibition with some other art colleagues in October at a new gallery that's just opened up in Eastbourne. That's the Devonshire Collective, if I can plug that.
Well, please do. Plug away. So if we Google Devonshire Collective, we can... I can't get onto my computer because I forgot my password. Anyway, you, Lucy, by default of talking to us this lunchtime, are now a member of our Lonely Lunch Club, and I'm sure that's... and you won't need to remember a password to get in to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Don't you worry, you're in. That's fine. But you do get...
reassuring.
It is. You do get a gift prize, though, I can tell you. So what will happen now is you'll hear some... this is a souvenir of your time spent with us. You'll hear some terrible music. It sounds like this. And over it, you will hear a list of gift prizes, one of which, Lucy, can be yours. So listen carefully and choose one of the following exciting prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, Talk Radio, soon to have a very exciting addition to its weekend lineup. More news of that later in the show.
Yes. Yes.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Yeah, haikus, most of which are about that porky goalkeeper from Sutton.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport, the station that sacked James Well a few years ago after he failed to adhere to strict rules regarding the London mayoral election and broadcasting.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, you've heard about the Devonshire Collective, but what about the Nuneaton One? This story of John Holmes growing up in Nuneaton.
It's a memoir, I wrote it. It's a poignant, charming masterclass in comedy writing.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is doing regular feature. What's your favourite net? Today, this week, is tennis, badminton or ping pong?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left TalkSport last year and he left behind these calendars, which are now out of date, but they could be in your date.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, and when we asked for our own calendar, there's unfortunately a typo in the email, meaning that we now have these colanders perfect for straining your pasta.
What would you like out of those delightful prize choices, Lucy?
Well, the colander.
Yeah. It's a popular one.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. It's a popular gift.
They've had to order more.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't order calendars again.
No. That's because calendars turned out to be more popular than Colin Murray's calendars.
Yeah.
That's why. Anyway, Lucy, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
It was all ours. So Devonshire Collective, if you know your password, Google that and you maybe find some of Lucy's doubtless excellent artwork. Now, if you're lunching alone, get in touch with us because we could put you on the radio and you could get a colander, among other things, as you've just heard. How exciting! So there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, it's coming up to 2 o'clock, so headline hijack, of course. Who has got their made-up news story in today's top-of-the-hour bulletin?
It's Helen!
Good old Helen. Where's Helen from?
Sorry, she hasn't said. I'm just seeing if it's on Twitter.
Yeah. Checking it now, wait.
No.
Okay. Just Helen.
Just Helen.
All right. Well done, Helen. Helen, he or she, has his or her made-up news story in the news, which is next. Helen is today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, then, work experience punditry is on the way. One of our work experience that is Matilda, will be waltzing in here to review this week's pop-up hipster nonsense. Also today, you can win meat, but in celebration of Piegate, we're going to give away meat pies today. A chicken pie, a beef pie, or a lamb pie, or a box of organic veg pie. Because we're not racist. If you'd like to do that in a game of Dead or Alive, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And
put your name on it.
Yeah. There's also a diversity paper review, of course, and the big debate at 3 o'clock. Other things will happen in the programme as well. And as Cornelius hinted at, a very special announcement as to a new presenter on Talk Radio who will be joining the lineup from the weekend. All coming before 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F. Face. Has it fallen on one side? A. Arms. Can they raise them? S. Speech. Is it slurred? T. Time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but
you come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tomorrow at 10, exclusively to History.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
It's just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man drugged novelist for months before murder. Blair angry over suicide bomber critics and Storm Doris warning.
Talk Radio.
A man has been convicted of murdering his fiancée and dumping her body in a cesspit below her Hertfordshire home. 56-year-old Ian Stewart initially reported that children's author Helen Bailey was missing and then that she'd been abducted and killed by two men. The truth was that he'd spent months drugging Helen with sleeping pills before smothering her in April and disposing of her body. Charles White is from the Crown Prosecution Service.
You had the money, you had the planning, you had the use of the sedative, and then you had this extraordinary cover-up, which went on for several months, this fantastical story that he produced that the crime had been committed by these shadowy figures called Nick and Joe.
Detectives are now looking into the death of Ian Stewart's first wife, Diane. Tony Blair has hit out at people who've questioned whether a British suicide bomber should have been released from Guantanamo Bay. It's emerged Ronald Fidler was given £1 million in compensation. He blew himself up in Mosul earlier this week. A car thought to have been used to spring a convicted murderer from custody in Liverpool has been recovered by police. Prison officers were ambushed by two armed men yesterday as they took Sean Walmsley to a hospital appointment. The Labour leader has claimed 9 out of 10 NHS trusts are unsafe as he attacked the government's record on health. Jeremy Corbyn warned the health service is in a state of emergency during heated exchanges in the Commons. It prompted an angry response from the Prime Minister.
We need a government that puts the NHS first and will invest in our NHS.
He should consider correcting the record because 54% of hospital trusts are considered good or outstanding.
And forecasters are warning Storm Doris is likely to cause travel disruption and damage buildings. Severe weather warnings are in place for much of the country tomorrow, with the Northern Midlands being advised to be prepared.
Is that the end of the news?
That's why I stopped speaking.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
I've still got to do the weather.
You just did some weather.
No, that was a news story relating to the weather, which you asked for earlier. You were like, what about Storm Doris? No, actually, you just said Doris. What about Doris? So there you go. There's Doris for you.
Here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Showers persisting all day in Scotland. Fine and mostly dry for Northern England and Northern Ireland. Cloudier further south with some rain and highs of 13 degrees.
What's tomorrow's forecast?
Stormy!
Thank you. Victoria, who's back in half an hour with today's bonus news, which is animal news.
Yeah. Got a bald bear.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Why are you making that noise?
I don't know. I didn't realise you had a bald bear.
It's not mine.
Isn't it?
I've got it in the news.
Have you? She's got a bald bear.
Not on my person.
Yeah. So, here's Ben. And I have no knowledge as to the hirsuteness of his bear, but here he is with...
He's quite hirsute.
Is it? Here it is with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester put their Premier League struggles to one side this evening with a Champions League last 16 first leg with Sevilla to look forward to. The whole game's live over on TalkSport. Amid speculation about captain Wayne Rooney's future, Manchester United take on San Etienne in the last 32 of the Europa League later. There are conflicting reports regarding Rooney. Some link him with a big money move to China, while others insist he's staying put. Despite going into tonight's tie with a 3-0 advantage from the first leg, United boss Jose Mourinho says they can't afford to think they're already through.
I have a difficult opponent that we got a very good result in the first match, but the result could be different. Instead of a 3-0, could be perfectly a 2-1, and we have a job to finish.
Finally, rugby. George North will return to the Wales team for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Scotland at Murrayfield. He replaces Alex Cuthbert, the only change to the side that lost to England in their last outing in the competition. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Boris Johnson has warned the German government that if any more unexploded World War II bombs are found in the UK, that he might break diplomatic ties with the nation. The Foreign Secretary said that the findings are being considered as acts of aggression and it won't be tolerated.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. It's Talk Radio. Work experience punditry on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So, good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Don't forget, on the programme today, you can win a foreign spouse. This, of course, after the Supreme Court. There was a ruling given this morning by the leader of the Supreme Court, Diana Ross QC, who said that the current rules which prevent thousands of UK citizens bringing a husband or wife to Britain from outside the European Economic Area were lawful in principle. But what the ruling lacked was any kind of guidance on whether or not it's lawful to win a spouse in a radio competition. So let's assume it's absolutely fine. Now, if you'd like to win a foreign spouse, all you have to do is complete this sentence in 10 words or fewer. I would like to win a foreign spouse on the programme today because... Complete that sentence, write it down on the back of a postcard or sealed down envelope, and then text your postcard or sealed down envelope to Talk Radio Foreign Spouse Competition, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Winners will be notified when a foreign spouse arrives at their house.
Talk Radio.
Now, it's the Brit Awards tonight, of course, so let's look ahead to that very, very now. Let's do it now. Let's do it now. I was going to say very shortly, but that's now. So, things always happen at the Brit Awards. They like a bit of controversy, don't they? They like when something happens that's newsworthy. So we're just going to look ahead and predict, I think, some of the things that could happen at tonight's Brit Awards. Cornelius, what have you been predicting over
what
there?
What I think will happen tonight, yeah. John, will during her performance, Katy Perry will make some sort of reference to Donald Trump, which will lead to Piers Morgan tweeting, which will lead to J.K. Rowling getting involved, which will also lead to a tweet by Piers Morgan praising Katy Perry from about 2 years ago being unearthed and that being the news.
Right, good prediction. That could probably happen. I have a prediction here that Madonna... will be pulled backwards down some stairs by the skin under her arms. I think that's accidentally just dancing, and then the skin under her arms get caught in one of her backing dancers, and she would tug her down the stairs.
Apparently they're using it just for a balloon drop this year.
Yeah.
They've attached her to the roof.
That's what I've heard. Anyway, what are your Brits predictions?
Predictions.
Yes, if you like. Let us know. Predict the Brits. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag predict the Brits.
Predict the Brits. Now, though, at 9 minutes past 2 o'clock, it's time for some work experience punditry. Matilda. Is back. She is one of our work experiences. We drag them in here. We take them away from the dull drudgery of photocopying cups of tea, which is what they have to do all day, and we put them in front of the microphones instead and force them to review stuff. Music, television, film, geeky, gadgety crap, and on a Wednesday, hipster pop-up nonsense. Tilly's back. Tilda.
Nope, none of those
Matilda.
Things
Matilda.
Duh.
Tilly. Tilbury Docks.
Thanks, Ginty.
Ginty.
That's your new name.
Okay, I'll take that. Well, all right, how are you?
It's named after what you drink.
I'm well, thanks.
What, gin tea?
Yeah, you have gin in your tea.
Oh, I've had Earl Grey infused tea. No, gin.
What?
Just now, actually.
Gin, yes.
Earl Grey gin is delicious.
Is it? I wasn't aware of that. Is it a hipster thing? It sounds like
quite
it probably
possibly
is, yeah.
Well, student thing.
I have friends over on the weekend. Instead of bringing beers, like a normal person... They brought over Jaeger tea.
What?
Which was sort of a Jägermeistery type drink, which you add to hot water and drink as a tea.
Is it alcoholic?
Yes.
And hot?
Yes.
Is it like mulled wine?
No, it's like a warm Jaeger bomb. It was hideous.
Right. For gin infused, no, for Earl Grey gin, don't you just, couldn't you just make your own by dropping an Earl Grey teabag in some gin?
That is exactly what we did.
Oh, so what? It wasn't a thing. So it was
a real thing, but then we replicated it. So all, you have the, there's, you put, oh my God, words are so difficult. Right.
Yes.
So teabag, gin, also to make it more Earl Grey-y,
yeah.
You can make a syrup with Earl Grey and sugar and water and then add that to the gin. So as well as the teabag and then leave it for ages.
Is it nice?
Yes.
Okay. What's in the roundup of hipster nonsense then today?
That's quite hipstery, I think.
Well, it is
hipstery. A good start.
Excellent. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, Scotland's had its first beard and moustache championship.
Good news, everyone.
Yeah, we've been waiting for it,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Scotland was so behind everyone else on this.
I know. Well, actually, there's. Have you ever watched Beard Wars?
No.
It's a programme, I can't remember, a weird channel. It's great. It's mostly America or Germany, but there are beard teams, and they go around to all these beard championships in different places.
What
competing.
Are they? Is it like tug of war? But
Whisker Wars, is it?
Beard called? Wars. There right. might be another one I've, called Whisker
okay,
Wars.
Okay, I've got Whisker Wars here.
Okay, well, it's a whole thing. There's a whole community around it, and it's to do with the styling of your beard. Well, there's the... You can also have natural. So there's just your general natural, beautiful beard. Or you can style it so it looks like a bird in a cage, or a deer in the forest, or whatever
that
your
sounds like
preference.
Quite a lot of work.
Yeah. People put an awful lot of work into it, and now you can go to Scotland with it and compete... which is exciting.
Can you do traditional Scottish? I mean, would that be the way forward? Because you could represent Scotland with face hair.
How would that work?
Well, think of the... what's traditionally Scottish? Porridge? So you could go with just some porridge in your beard?
Yeah.
Heroin? Heroin in your beard? Batter? Batter in your beard?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would... I don't know. What categories? Are they all for an individual Scottish category? Or are you having separate ones? For the most porridgey beard.
Yes, I think
you
I am.
Need to think it through.
I have. It's most porridgey beard.
Okay.
Most heroin-y beard.
Yep.
Most battery beard.
What do they win? Porridge, heroin and batter.
Yeah, but it's, you don't win the prize according to what... So if you enter porridge,
yeah,
you win heroin. If you enter heroin, you win porridge. If you enter batter, you do win batter.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
There.
Good. I'm glad we sorted that out.
Do is it just...
do you want to hear a quote from a beard?
Yes, from a beard.
A
yes,
beardy
I do.
Man.
Yes, I do.
Called Damien.
Hi, Damien.
He's part of the Facebook group The Beard Club, which has 6,000 members.
Is he on hairy Facebook?
I see what you did there. Yeah. He says, I've met loads of mates through the beautiful world of bearding. I've quit my job and brought a motorhome and intend to take it global.
The sea will get in the way.
The sea?
Yeah, the motorhome.
I don't know the specs of the motorhome. It could be chitty-chitty-bang-bang style.
So, is it just... I mean, this is about hairstyling, right?
Yes, but then they have the natural categories, which I guess is less about styling and more about sort of inherent beauty.
Yeah.
But do you want to know what the categories are? Are you confused?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you've got best moustache,
yeah.
Best partial beard, best fake beard... Best under 4-inch
style. Fake beard? That's not fair.
Yeah, but what about if you have some sort of hormonal imbalance and you can't grow a beard?
I suppose women can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
Well, pensioners some. But...
And actually, the person who won Best Fake Beard this year was Jax Easton, J-A-X, so I don't actually know the gender of that person.
Yeah. I suppose, well, that's fair enough, because otherwise we need diversity in the beard world. And you're absolutely right. There aren't enough women who can grow beards, so I think that's correct.
It's true. It's important to have this.
Yeah.
So you've got your under 4-inch styled, your over 4-inch styled, your freestyle, under 4-inch natural, over 4-inch natural, and best ginger beard.
Ah!
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, diversity
finally.
At last.
All boxes ticked.
Yes, that's very good. Do they do one for pubic hair?
What, the Merkin Championship?
Yes.
That's a separate situation.
But it is a thing.
I'm sure it's a thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
On your internet history.
No.
So... Shall we move on?
Please.
Cornish hipsters can be very happy because they can get vegan pasties from the world's oldest Cornish pasty makers.
But that's breaking with tradition?
It is baking with tradition.
Very good.
It didn't really work, though, because I meant the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's all sorts of things that aren't traditional about pasties nowadays anyway.
So your traditional Cornish pasty, it was meat, potato, veg.
Yeah.
Like so specific sort of turnip. Swedish turnip.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's it. But people over the years have messed with this.
They have. Well, in some areas, they'd also have the sort of puddingy end of the pasty because it was a whole meal for the miners. Oh, so you'd have your sweet end and your savoury end.
Yeah, and the reason it's got the crusty side is where they used to hold it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's food with its own handle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there are different things because actually things that are basically pasties, even though they might have been called slightly different things or have been created throughout the UK. Mm. It's not just Cornwall, even though they like to claim it and have this whole thing about it.
Yeah.
Authenticity thing is dubious.
The recently unemployed fat goalkeeper could perhaps become the face of pasties.
As in his face on the pasties?
No.
Pastry face?
Well, yes, I suppose. Mm. He could grow a beard and just...
Pasty beard.
And then people could eat pasties out of his fat beard.
I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you not?
No.
Would you drink Earl Grey tea from a fat goalkeeper's beard?
I would do nothing with a fat goalkeeper's beard.
Okay. What if it meant your friends won some money?
No, I don't care about them. I have no friends.
Okay, that's why she's here with us.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, hold all of that, because we've got to take traffic and travel, but just, if you would, Tilly Till Drops... Could you tease us with what's coming up next?
We've got hipster-wise. Dead hipsters and camel milk.
Well, I can't wait for that. Now, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are in the middle of our work experience punditry, where our work experience, Tilbury, is reviewing reviewing pop-up hipster nonsense. We'll be back with it after these messages and this travel.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got a Facro 780 by 980 millimetre centre pivot roof window for only £159.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Delays through the Lake District caused by the closure of the A595 through Wobbathwaite. It is still closed both ways for the recovery of an overturned lorry. Just west of Halifax through Sorby Bridge, the eastbound side of Burnley Road heading towards Halifax is blocked by a broken down lorry near to Water Hill Lane. There's two lanes out on Merseyside's northbound M57 causing delays around Junction 4 for Knowsley, and a breakdown on the M1 in Bedfordshire is causing some heavy traffic around Junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a brilliant series. It's from the incredibly creative mind of Stan Lee, the man who gave us Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four. It's Lucky Man and You Lucky People, one of the big stars of that fantastic show with me, Paul Ross, on the next Full Set Breakfast. All that plus your chance to have your say on the big question of the day with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
But I'm a lucky man.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. And Matilda's with us, and she's got some work experience punditry now. Already, we've been discussing Earl Grey infused gin, but sort of homemade by Matilda's fair hand, which makes it more hipster than you realise. And we've discussed beard. What is it?
Beard and moustache championship.
That's right. Let's just catnip to hipsters that again, isn't it? It's just that's the hipster thing, the beard.
Cat hip.
Yeah.
In sync.
Hold on. But now, where are we going? What's popped up in the pop-ups?
I have nothing about pop-ups, so that doesn't work. Soz. But,
yes.
If you're a dead hipster, you can have your ashes made into vinyl.
Wow, that is hipster.
Mm-hmm. There's a company called And Vinyly.
Good.
Obviously. Yeah. And they'll basically press your ashes into a record. And you can, like, pick the sleeve and you could record your voice on it or put songs on it.
But you'll be dead.
Well, yeah, but you pick it beforehand.
Oh, that's a good way of doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Best way, actually.
Yeah.
They also sell funeral packages where they'll host your funeral with music and jokes.
Right, so I quite like this one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, hipsters are hateful and I wish they were all dead, but... But this would be a way to celebrate the brief time they were on this planet annoying everybody with their man buns.
I think they're kind of already dead as a subculture.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing anymore. Yeah. So.
But yet, as you're proving,
it's only
this
a
stuff
thing
continues.
Because we've created this as a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, but the show.
Yeah. But there it is. It pops up. It's all
after
hipster.
Extensive research
yeah.
on my computer.
Yeah.
And so, you can get RIV t-shirts. So once you're dead or something, I don't know, your friends can wear a T-shirt that says "Rest in Vinyl."
Right, I can't. But the idea of being immortalised in with your ashes pushed into vinyl—it's
quite cool.
It is quite cool.
I like it. It's kind of similar because you can be made into a diamond or a tree or there's a bunch of stuff.
Can you? Yeah,
the possibilities are endless if you've got the money.
I suppose because it's ash. You could be put in anything.
Yeah, you could.
Anything utterly inappropriate.
You made into a beard oil.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, around here, there's a history of ash being put into things that it's inappropriate. It's just James Whale's show. But I don't...
Yeah.
I don't understand. What's the process?
Okay,
how does it go into the vinyl?
Well, you pay your £3,000.
£3,000?
just for the vinyl?
That's your starting price.
I just go...
There are bigger packages.
The funeral package as well?
No,
or just the
vinyl? That's just the vinylising.
If anyone spends money on that, I mean, that I will be the reason they're dead.
I think you can just... Cheaper than that, I'll tell you what, for £2,500, mm-hmm. that is a saving, if you take this offer today... of £500, right, I will rub your dead ashes into a record of your choice. I will scoop up your remains. In fact, they don't need to be ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I will, if someone wants their dead guts or something, just rubbed into music. I will take a body, okay, all above board. I mean, it'll have to be, this has to be signed off by the relatives, right? But I will plunge my hands into the dead, rotting guts of a person, right? And for £2,500, I will smear a record of their choosing with their stinking
Erotica FM
rotting guts.
Brilliant. I'm on your list.
£2,500.
Do you want to know the steps that they do?
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not that. So they put it down in their simple Vinylese 10 steps to immortality. You confirm the location, blah, 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 blah. You identify a family member or chosen representative who will accompany you, brackets, your ashes, to the pressing of the records.
Yeah.
You pick your audio and cover art. You attend the mastering of your record, even though you're dead. You get a sample, and then you get, I don't know, then I've
but
lost
how do
it
they
now.
Squash,
I can't even
how
read.
How do they squash the...
It's... Like it melted into the
It's melted
the
into
stuff.
The yeah.
I but when you get through beforehand,
yeah, you should. What do you there's a lesson learned. Now, what the thing is though, as anyone who's played vinyl will know, is when you get dust on it, it crackles. So, but so you start putting ash on it. I mean, someone could come. Well, I think someone could come along and not realise and just clean you off it.
Just but you know, you're inside it. You will never be removed from that record. Your molecules are in with the plastic molecules. You're like there.
Right.
That's it.
It is hipster.
It is hipster.
What song would you have?
It's Tricky.
You'd have Tricky. Right. But that's a bad choice. What have you got next? Well, finally,
the latest trend in hipster drinks.
Yeah.
Camel milk.
Camel milk.
Have you had a camel milk latte?
Let me think. No.
No?
No, I haven't. But I...
That's what you think. I just made you tea.
Ah, yes, you did. Is this camel milk?
It is camel milk.
Wow.
It's what? Not actually camel milk.
One hump or two.
Quite good.
Thanks,
wow.
Mate.
Quality content. So, did you know camel milk is high in vitamin C, low in fat, more digestible than cow's milk, and suitable for those who are lactose intolerant.
And tastes crap.
Well, I don't know. It tastes like...
Camel toes camels. Intolerant.
Did you... I mean, you know goat milk?
Yeah. Yes.
And it, or goat cheese, and it tastes of how a goat smells.
It tastes of how a goat smells.
Well, it does, though.
Okay, so this tastes of how a camel smells.
Well, do you think so? I think it
does.
Have
you ever smelt a camel?
Yes.
In what circumstances have you sniffed a camel?
Zoological circumstances.
Okay. Thank God.
Of course. It's 500 millilitres for £19.
What?
Yeah. You have to order it online. They have camel farms in Holland that you have to get it sent from. But it's expensive because camels only produce milk when they have a baby and they only produce 5 to 6 litres a day.
Can you have your ashes put into a camel?
Yeah.
Because if you could...
That's way easier than getting it put into anything else.
Yeah, because if you put your ashes in a camel...
Yeah.
Right, it would infuse with its milk.
And then you sell it to hipsters and then you live in the bodies of the hipsters.
There you go.
I get it.
There.
Immortality.
That's my idea.
Sold.
Okay. Thank you, Tilster.
Thanks, Joan.
Right. That's Matilda there. She had a day's work experience punditry, which was, well, it happened. So, in the next half an hour of the programme, there will be a diversity paper. Oh, no, that's 20 past three. Anyway, a big debate at 3 o'clock. Victoria's bonus news, of course, on the way. And that nicely segs from camels to today's animal news. We'll be going out on the streets
Caminal
to find...
News.
Stop it. Find out what the people think. Today we're asking them, do they think inflatables or turkey dinosaurs? And if you missed it yesterday, don't worry, because it's your chance to relive or hear for the first time what happened when a drunk Cornelius went to interview Captain Birdseye. It's 2:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A man has been convicted of drugging and murdering his fiancée to get his hands on millions of pounds of her money. Ian Stewart dumped Helen Bailey in a cesspit under their home in Royston in Hertfordshire in April. The author's husband drowned back in 2011. She wrote about it in the years afterwards, and in October 2015, she said she'd managed to get her life back on track.
You know, life is good again. I never thought I'd say it, never believed it, but it's good again.
Police say the case was full of lies and deceit after the 56-year-old originally reported his partner as missing. Detective Chief Inspector Jerome Kent led the investigation and says they'll now look into the death of Stewart's first wife.
Diane Stewart died of natural causes in 2010. There is no suggestion that she died of anything other than natural causes, but of course it would be part of our inquiries moving forward from this conviction.
A terror expert says the British man who carried out a suicide attack for the Islamic State group in Iraq should never have been compensated. The former Guantanamo Bay detainee was imprisoned for 2 years, but Lord Carlisle says Ronald Fidler shouldn't have received a penny because he was clearly a terrorist. Police say they're doing absolutely everything in their power to find a convicted murderer who's on the run. Sean Walmsley was broken out of custody by armed men yesterday when he was on a hospital visit in Liverpool. And from next September, primary school pupils in England will have to sit a times tables test. The school's minister says they're very important. The weather: showers persisting all day in Scotland, fine and mostly dry for Northern England and Ireland. Cloudy further south with some rain. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes.
Because it is time. Just after 2:30, Victoria brings us news of animals today in bonus news, because each consecutive day brings us animal news, vegetable news or mineral news, because it covers everything off. Today, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
So starting off with a quite harrowing story.
Oh.
A bear who was so depressed she went bald has been rescued from a cramped zoo in Peru. So 14-year-old... Why are you laughing?
Because it rhymes.
It's not funny. 14-year-old Dominga, a spectacled Peruvian bear, which is the same kind as Paddington.
Is that a short-sighted bear?
She doesn't wear actual glasses.
Spectacled.
No, she wears a raincoat.
In what way is she spectacled?
That's the breed.
Do you mean speckled?
No, spectacled.
Oh, with glasses.
It's the same word, but she's not literally wearing glasses.
Okay.
Anyway, it's the same breed as Paddington, and she was illegally torn from the wild by traffickers when she was
Paddington.
A cub.
Mm.
Yeah.
That Brown family. They should have been prosecuted.
British-based charity Animal Defenders International are helping her start a new life in the Amazon jungle.
It's not right to keep
where
a bear
they
in
help.
The house.
She'll be a, where they hope she'll be able to get back to full health. She's going to be in the jungle, not a house.
No, Paddington.
Yeah.
It's not right to keep a bear in a house in a suburban London street. It's not right. Or to feed it marmalade. Mm. They should have been prosecuted for that. And that's technically animal trafficking. So they could bring, what's the bear's name?
Dominga.
Dominga to that, see.
I've just seen a photo of him. He is a bit of a minga. She. It's not very
Did
cute.
Did you just call Dominga a minga?
Yeah, really ugly animal.
But she's ill because she's been badly cared for.
Ugh.
If you want to see a picture, it's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
I wouldn't recommend
it. Stop being mean about Dominga. She can't help it. And they hope that...
Hang on a minute. No, that's Victoria's profile pic.
Oh, sorry. No, of course not. That's a joke.
It's a joke, Victoria.
John,
joke.
I would never suggest you're ugly.
I wouldn't suggest that of you.
Well, you just did.
I didn't.
The tension
in here.
Little joke.
Anyway,
ugly bear, what next?
Oh, it's so horrible. A 5-year-old boy's been reunited with his hamster after it managed to escape its cage and a 7-foot garden wall. So Liam Laurie was heartbroken when his ginger hamster Gingy went on the run and disappeared for 6 weeks.
It's not very...
He's also ginger. But...
He is.
Stop laughing at all the stories. There's nothing funny about being ginger. Anyway, Liam was reunited with his beloved pet when he was found at a care home around a mile from the family's home in Aberdeenshire.
What was the boy's surname?
Liam Laurie.
Oh, okay. You know, he didn't really try and find... He just sat there reading a Sun newspaper, apparently. He didn't try and find the hamster.
Really?
Yeah.
Like another Laurie that we can mention.
Yeah,
who works round here, you
Say
mean.
Works.
Yeah. What is he, the group executive director?
Group executive editor.
Is he? And what does he do? He just sits there reading the Sun.
Reading the Sun
All
newspaper.
Day.
Sometimes he sends an email out, like, once a week.
Yeah. He was the one who did when all of our microphones broke, didn't know it had happened till, like, 3 hours later. That was him.
I'm aware.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Well, and I've got one more story.
Oh, how nice.
And J.K. Rowling's tweeted her delight after her pet scored top marks in a cute dogs competition. So the author has a West Highland terrier called Bronte. And while she was suffering from writer's block, she submitted photos.
What, the dog?
While J.K. Rowling was suffering from writer's block, the human J.K. Rowling submitted photos of Bronte the dog to the new Twitter craze, We Rate Dogs, and Bronte received 13 out of 10.
They should do We Rate Bears, see what Dominga gets.
Probably zero.
Dominga is an abused bear who's been living for years in captivity, and she felt so stressed and depressed she suffered from alopecia.
Alopecia?
Alopecia.
Alpaca?
Not
alpaca. Is there a depressed alpaca?
Probably somewhere.
Can you find that for the next
time? Is that what happened to James Whale?
He claims he's not bald.
He is.
He made me touch his head.
And we'll end it there. Right, it's Talk Radio in the... You go to HR with that. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stay tuned tonight because at 10 o'clock we've got Chris Difford from Squeeze, and I'll be asking, is it true that men who wear mobile phones on their belts are perverts?
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So Talk Radio is very proud to announce a brand new show to our already varied and exciting weekend lineup. Martin Roberts, of course, at the weekend. Who else do we get at the weekend? We get Jake Yap at the weekend.
Andy J, Penny Smith.
Penny Smith, that's right. Already a strong lineup, of course, at the weekend. Now, from each Sunday evening, now, from next Sunday from 6 till 8 p.m. the journalist, author and entrepreneur Milo Yiannopoulos will be presenting his new show, Milo from the news. Milo's Take, it's called. He'll be looking back at the week's news and letting you know his opinions, as well as speaking to you, the listener, and getting your take on the week. The controversial journalist will be starting his show next Sunday, bringing his unique voice and big-name guests and even bigger opinions to Talk Radio's airwaves. Now, we couldn't speak to Milo today, unfortunately, but he did say in our press release, I am really pleased to be joining the UK's most exciting speech-based radio station, alongside the likes of Julia Hartley-Brewer and James Whale. So that's Milo Yiannopoulos joining Talk Radio. You can hear his first show next Sunday from 6 p.m. only here on Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, there will be your chance to hear what happened when a drunk Cornelius met Captain Birdseye. Now, we played this out yesterday, but at a different time, so in case you missed it, here's another chance to hear it. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review with Kyle. He's our diversity that is Caribbean and Welsh, so those boxes are well and truly ticked. And you can win a meat pie to celebrate Piegate today. A chicken pie, a beef pie, or a lamb pie, or a vegetable pie. Why is that last one?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. In a game of dead or alive. All on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
So this is it, the moment of truth. I'm in Portsmouth, it's raining, it's cold, and I'm just about to jump in a lake off a 3 metre platform. This is what happens when you're a Royal Navy Reservist. You get to do this basic training. So I'm going to throw myself in the deep end, quite literally. I'm next, and I'm actually quite nervous. I thought I'd be okay with this, because I'm fine with heights normally. We're going to jump in as if it's an emergency situation, as if we're abandoning ship. We've got to swim over to the life raft, all get in it, cut it adrift, and then paddle back to the shore. I've just come out of the water. It wasn't actually that cold, and I thought it was all over. I've got to do it again. Never been so happy to be on dry land. It was good. It was about 25 of us inside that life raft at the end. It was good teamwork. I was one of the people helping people into the raft, but now I'm looking forward to a nice warm shower.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
BT's 10-day champion sale is now on. Get half-price BT Sport for 12 months with BT Broadband, so you won't have to miss Arsenal, Man City and Leicester in the UEFA Champions League, and top action from the Premier League, the Emirates FA Cup and the UEFA Europa League. Don't miss a second of the action. Sign up at bt.com/sale before midnight 23rd of February.
Price and content may change. New BT Sport customers 12-month term. Requires new BT broadband contract and ongoing renewal. Currently £7.50 a month from month 13. Pay direct debits. Exclusions and terms apply.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays if you're trying to get into Halifax through Sorby Bridge on the Burnley Road, A646. The eastbound carriageway is blocked by a broken down lorry. That's near to Waterhill Lane. Merseyside southbound M57 slow because of an accident blocking two lanes near junction 4 at Knowsley. Very busy for traffic in the Cutslow area of Oxford because of works on the A40 at the Cutslow roundabout, and congestion around Chatham in Kent. The A231 Best Street is currently closed because of an accident. That's near to Railway Street. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The entertainment starts at around 4. Now, there is much news today if you've been looking at it with your eyes or hearing it with your ears. Well, for a start, of course, there's Piegate, so-called because a fat man ate a pasty. Now, he's a footballer and he ate a pasty pie. And which is a pie with a pasty in it. And he's in trouble for that. He's had to resign from his job. So that's in the news, of course. We are also led to believe an ISIS bomber got paid £1 million in compensation after he was held in Guantanamo Bay. Now, he's been named this afternoon as Ronald Fiddler. I think when he was in Guantanamo Bay, they kept him on the roof. And that's in the, it's all very complicated, isn't it? It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around.
Many people can't. But it's all right, because we're here to help by taking the news and analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five, it's what we do. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Scoffing keeper loses job, he'll have to learn to live on a crust.
Burnio! in haikus. Now, if you were listening to the show yesterday, you'd have heard the story of awards ceremonies. It is awards season, of course. The Brits are tonight. Glamorous occasion, of course. Yeah. Hosted by Dermot O'Leary.
And Emma.
Dermot O'Leary and Ash.
Emma Willis. Willis, that's it.
Yes. Yeah. Dermot O'Leary and Emma Willis are hosting the Brits tonight. It's on ITV and so on and so forth. Anyway, the BAFTAs, not so long ago. Oscars just around the corner. But the big date in anyone's award season diary has to, of course, be the 2017 Fish Finger Sandwich Awards. Now, everyone wanted to be there, but they couldn't be there. But it's all right because Cornelius.
Hi.
And Ginger producer Dave, he's not in today because he's still hungover from it, I think, went. Now, this what you're going to hear now is, we played this yesterday, but a lot of people didn't get a chance to hear it, so we said we played again, is what happens when two men whose job it is to go and record an audio radio package at an event get too drunk to do so. And then by the end of the night, when they've availed themselves of the, I'm guessing, very free bar.
Yeah, it was completely free, yeah. And, you know, good stock as well.
Yeah. So what happens is when two people whose job it is to do that get too drunk to do it and then remember at the end, but then have to turn up with a package anyway. So from the Fish Finger Sandwich Awards, warning, package contains drunk Captain Birdseye. From the Fish Finger Sandwich Awards 2017, here's what happened when Cornelius and Dave failed on every level.
So here we are at the Fish Finger Sandwich Awards 2017. Cornelius Mendes here reporting for Talk Radio with Dave Cribb. Hello, Dave.
Hello, I've got a mouthful of fish finger.
Yeah, yeah. There's also hors d'oeuvres.
Beef and chicken.
So really what's happened is we came here expecting fish fingers and booze. We got here, got booze, and didn't it take a while for the fish fingers to come out?
Almost towards the end of the night before the fish fingers came out.
Yeah.
As a result, we didn't record as much audio as we'd have hoped.
We were like, we're not going to give, Birdseye, the air of publicity until we get fish fingers. But what they did is they got us drunk first and then bought out the fish fingers.
It's not called the Booze Awards, is it?
No. It's the fish finger sandwich, it says on that screen there.
Yeah. Look at point the microphone at that screen. See?
Yeah.
So basically, to round off our highly comprehensive coverage of the Fish Finger Awards.
Captain Birdseye's over. So basically they've employed an old, I'm fine, thank you. We've just been off the floor crackling.
Canapes.
Yeah. They've employed an old, I suspect, homeless man to dress as Captain Birdseye. He's over there. I think we should get an interview.
Live on Talk Radio, we're now going to go across to try
live.
And interview.
It's not live.
Live last week, we're now going to try and interview a homeless man in a seafaring hat.
So I'm here with Captain Birdseye for Talk Radio. Captain, how's this evening been?
Oh, it's been lovely seeing all these people coming here, making their fish finger sandwiches and all sorts of things like wasabi in them. Wasabi? What's that? No idea. Long loss. Just fish for me, we think.
Okay, now you're famously more of a fish and chips and peas person. How do you feel about all this gastropub sort of economics that's going on tonight?
Each to their own, I say. A bit of freedom, that's what we need in this world.
Excellent. And who's your favourite tonight? Who's your standout?
Oh, it must be that young lady with Gabrielle, wasn't it? Oh, lovely golden sandwich, yeah.
Excellent. Captain Birdseye, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
There you have it. A man dressed as a captain putting on a funny voice.
Yes. So it's basically I mean, some could argue, I mean, the Brits will trend on Twitter this evening.
Will it trend?
Or tomorrow evening, depending on whether we run this out. This already has happened, because this is in the past. This is last week. But to be honest, this is as topical as Julia Hartley Brewer's show. She waits for it to be old news and then to have a hateful opinion of it.
Should we get rid of all fish fingers?
Yeah.
Why don't you text us now on, what's the number again? 83936.
No, that's the old station.
8722. Start your message with the word
talk. Yes. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've now got two PR people from Bird's Eye looking at us. I think they're about to ask us to leave.
They look angry.
This is Cornelius Mendes
and Dave Cribb
for Talk Radio.
Fish fingers.
And that is an object lesson in who not to send to do anything. Junior producer Dave there and paid intern Cornelius made a package. Did you have a hangover the next day?
I was so hungover. So I was off the next day, wasn't it? Because it was last week. I was off all last week. I was so hungover. I had to leave my flat. So I went for a 2-hour walk.
Yeah.
Because I was desperate for some strawberry milkshake. So,
is that your go-to hangover?
Well, no, it's just I really had a... I felt like pregnant with hangover. Yeah. I just got this pregnancy craving. So I walked into Beckenham, which is my sort of neighbouring town, to Sainsbury's, which isn't that close to me, a good hour away. Went and bought lots of stuff, but they didn't have any strawberry milk. So I did some shopping, just some breakfast, and then went round to the Tesco Express around the corner.
Yeah. Did they, I mean, the nation is now wondering if they had any strawberry milk.
Well, they did.
Wow.
But here's a story. I almost... Well, I did get caught accidentally shoplifting.
Oh, hello, Richard Madeley.
The strawberry milk, yeah.
So you walked out of...
What had happened is I walked out of Sainsbury's with one of the orange bags, looking like Angelos Epiphemus, sort of so hungover as well.
Yeah.
Walked into Tesco and then found the strawberry milk and then just put it in, straight into my bag.
Yes.
And then I was a bit... discombobulated as well, so I couldn't find the till. So, but I didn't stop looking for the till, but a lady tapped me on the shoulder and asked me, are you going to pay for that? I went, yeah, I just can't find the till. But it did look like I was stealing it.
She didn't believe you. She didn't believe
me. No, but I managed to... I think I clawed my respect back because someone left their credit card in the till reader and I handed that in.
After using it to spend on your... Yeah,
a couple... online purchases as well.
Good work, mate. Right, okay, there you go. That's the tale of the 2017 Fish Finger Sandwich Awards. An invitation to the 2018 Fish Finger Sandwich Awards will come there none. haven't we got to go to a thing tonight as well?
Yeah, we're going, what is it? The launch of a new beer.
Yeah, it's Fuller's launching a new beer.
Mm.
It's going to go well, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll do another report.
We'll do a report. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's great. Good. So, if the in the next bit of the programme, there's the big debate at 3. Before that, however, of course, regular listeners will know that we like to send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are on crack, out into the streets to find out what the people think. It is, we find, the best way of getting opinion right at the hub of where opinion matters, and that is, of course, in the hearts and minds and, importantly, mouths of the general public. We go outside, we ask them what they think. Today, let's see what they think. We've asked them, do they think inflatables or turkey dinosaurs?
Inflatables.
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 Go for it.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Go for it.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
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 Turkey dinosaurs. Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs. Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Inflatables.
Go for it.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaur. Turkey dinosaur.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs. Inflatables.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs.
Inflatables.
Inflatables.
And there it was. That's it. We've been out on the streets to find out what the people think. Do they think inflatables or turkey dinosaurs? Well, you heard it from them. That's what they're thinking right now on the streets. It's the best way to get opinion, is to just go out there and ask. But the question is now, what do you think? Do you think turkey dinosaurs, or do you think inflatables? Do let us know. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No.
Start your message with the word inflatables or the words turkey dinosaurs.
That's right. So, in the next half an hour, there will be the big debate at 3. There will be a diversity paper review with Kyle. Kyle is, his diversity is that he is half Caribbean, half Welsh. He'll be here to review the papers, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And in the last half an hour, your chance to win some meat. Today, though, to celebrate Piegate, where a fat goalkeeper ate a pie, we're going to give away pie. Your choice, chicken pie, beef pie, lamb pie or veg pie in a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to play for pie, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's all coming between now and 4 on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home, picked up a couple of their finest steaks, a sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan frying. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, alright, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic, in store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
You can change your religion, change your politics, you can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tomorrow at 10, exclusively to History.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
Two-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, novelist fiancé convicted of murder. A suicide bomber was held in Guantanamo Bay. And Brits to honour George Michael.
Talk Radio.
The fiancé of children's author Helen Bailey has been found guilty of her murder in a plan to acquire her fortune. The 51-year-old's body was found in a cesspit months after she went missing. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Ian Stewart spent months poisoning Helen Bailey before smothering her to death in a plot to get his hands on millions of pounds. There was a huge manhunt for the novelist, who is behind the Electra Brown series of books, when she went missing in April last year. After 3 months, she was discovered dead with her pet dog hidden below the couple's garage. Now the 56-year-old's been convicted of murder. Police are going to re-examine the sudden and unexpected death of his first wife.
Tony Blair has hit out at critics who question whether a British suicide bomber should have been released from Guantanamo Bay in 2004. Ronald Fidler blew himself up in Iraq on Monday. The former Prime Minister has also pointed out the Islamic State group fighter was paid for compensation for his imprisonment by David Cameron's government in 2010. Former Justice Secretary Jack Straw has explained why his successor Ken Clark had no choice but to pay damages.
The difficulty at that time was there was no mechanism by which the evidence against these people who were suing the British government for complicity could be taken into court without a risk of us disclosing really sensitive intelligence, which could in turn have led to the death of British agents.
A woman has been appointed to the most senior role in British policing. Cressida Dick will succeed Sir Bernard Hogan Howe as Metropolitan Police Commissioner. The 56-year-old was in charge of an operation which led to a Brazilian man being shot dead after he was wrongly identified as a suicide bomber. She was cleared of any blame in his death. An elderly man has been arrested on suspicion of sending offensive messages to two MPs online. Scotland Yard says the 73-year-old has been questioned in West Sussex. And organisers of the Brit Awards have announced they're going to pay tribute to George Michael. The ceremony will take place at the O2 Arena in London tonight, with performances from Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's nice. How are they going to play tribute to George Michael? They're going to drive a Range Rover into the wall or something?
I don't think there's going to be any recreation of Snappy Snaps.
Okay.
Or of the toilet.
Okay, fine. What was the name of the police?
Cressida Dick.
That's what I thought.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
We're not.
It's got something in my eye.
I mean, I've just seen what Con's been drawing, and it's inappropriate in the workplace.
I mean, that is essentially her name in, but via a game of Pictionary that Cornelius appears to have done, but anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. Did you do the weather?
No!
Okay, here comes the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Showers
here
persisting
it is
all...
Here it comes.
Showers persisting all day in Scotland. Fine and mostly dry for northern England and Northern Ireland. Cloudier further south with some rain. Highs of 13 degrees.
More than half an hour.
Yes.
Right, thank you very much. Now here's Ben. With...
Here it comes.
Please don't do that.
Ben.
Here it comes.
The pre-recorded sport.
Here it comes.
It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, live from the side.
Here it comes.
Live from the sidelines, where a fat goalkeeper is eating a pasty pie.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester are in Spain ahead of their Champions League last 16 first leg with Sevilla this evening. The Premier League title holders are looking to turn around the season that's descended into a relegation battle. Striker Jamie Vardy says a win in Talk Sport Live commentary match tonight will go a long way to rectify their domestic struggles.
If we make sure that we put a good performance in, then hopefully we can take that into the league and situation.
Manchester United face Saint Etienne in the Europa League last 32 later with a 3-0 advantage from their first leg at Old Trafford. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. In the Sky Bet Championship, Fulham aim to keep their playoff hopes on track when they go to struggling Bristol City. And in the Scottish Cup, Hibs host Hearts in their fifth round replay. Finally, rugby, George North will return to the Wales team for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Scotland at Murrayfield. He replaces Alex Cuthbert, the only change for the side that lost to England in their last outing in the competition. That's the latest sports news. Now it's Talk Sport.
There's Ben there with the pre-recorded sports live today, appropriately really, from the sidelines of a football match where a fat goalkeeper is eating a pasty pie. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. So, yes, Talk Radio into the final hour of this programme. Diversity paper review on the way. Your chance as well to win some meat, but in the form of a pie to celebrate Pie Gate, where the fat goalkeeper ate a pie. You can win a chicken pie, a beef pie, a lamb pie, or a veg pie. Why, Victoria? No, what's your name, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
Thanks, Victoria. And don't forget, we are giving away a foreign spouse on the programme. You've been hearing in the news about the Supreme Court has sort of upheld says it's lawful that foreign spice, is that the plural? Foreign spice, spouses, spice, are prevented from coming into the UK from outside the European Economic Area. So we're going to give away a foreign spouse. If you'd like a foreign spouse, then complete this sentence in 10 words or fewer. I would like to win a foreign spouse because... Now, complete that on the back of a postcard or sealed down envelope and then text your postcard or sealed down envelope to Talk Radio Foreign Spouse Competition, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Winners will be notified when a foreign spouse arrives at their house. Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate. So, as Milo, Mr. Papadopoulos, the controversial spokes thing for the alt-right and owner of the Laundrette in Albert Square in EastEnders, I think, is that right, Papadopoulos? Resigns from the right-wing news outlet Breitbart because he ate a paedophile's pie or something. What of his future? As we've already announced today on this programme, he starts a show on talk radio this weekend called, simply called Milo's Take. Milo Yiannopoulos, Sunday nights on Talk Radio from 6 to 8. But given all the outspoken things he's said in the past, possibly simply contrived to promote brand Milo, why, if the left-wing media want to shut him down, do they continue to give him the oxygen of publicity, you could ask it? So I'm talking about really The Guardian here. If there's a story about a Clarkson, a Hopkins or a Milo, you can be sure The Guardian will be all over it, hypocritically using their names to sell their copy and clickbait. Curious, n'est-ce pas? Now, on the line, listening to what I've just said, which included the word nest, albeit in French there, is Charles. He's called in Talk Radio. The number, of course, 03444991000. Good afternoon, Charles. Thanks for calling Talk Radio. Hello.
Good afternoon, dear boy.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you. Now, you heard me say the word nest there, and you've told our researchers you've called in because you don't see the need for nests anymore. You don't like nests. You don't want nests. You want nests, but I think you said put beyond use. Tough on nests. Tough on the causes of nests.
Indeed. Let me explain. I mean, nests are always produce bad things. For instance, wasps, ants, spiders. You have nests of vipers, but the worst of all, they produce eggs.
Yeah.
As we know, our podcaster in the glass is an egg addict. So anything that can be done to curb her desires is a good thing.
Yeah, well, that is absolutely true. For those who may be new to the programme, our assistant producer, Cass, through every fault of her own, smells of egg. And you're right in that the eggs are indeed incubated in nests.
Yes, and we can get rid of them. We can cut off the cause of the office smells in your studio.
You are right. I mean, that would help. I mean, I want to bring in Ross now because there's a broader issue to this, of course. You want to get rid of nests. Ross has called in, thinks nests are a good thing, Ross. Am I right?
Hello?
Hello, Ross.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Ross?
Is that Peter?
No, it's no.
I can't do it today, Pete. I've got to go and pick up a ladder.
Hello, is that Ross on the phone calling?
Peter?
Hello, no.
Listen, Pete, I can't do it today. I've got to go and get a ladder. Right? You have to leave it. Do it another day.
Ross?
Yeah, go on.
It's John on Talk Radio. You've called in.
Do what?
You called Talk Radio, Ross?
You did.
What do you think of nests, right? Are you in favour of nests?
What do I think of nests?
Yeah.
Bird James?
Yep.
Yeah, right, isn't
they? Okay. Well, look, Ross is broadly in favour of nests. Can I ask Ross why you've got to get a ladder? Is it to get to a nest?
None of your business, John.
Okay.
Nothing to do with you.
Charles, let me just ask you this question. I want to know if your problem with nests, apart from the fact that that's where you get an egg, is it the twiggy nature of... let's concentrate on bird's nest initially, right? Is it the twiggy nature of a nest? But I mean, are you okay with twigs, but in twig form? But when, once they're fashioned into a nest by a bird and bird, do
that's
you...
That's the main issue, yeah.
Right.
Twigs on their own are fine, but once they've been put together, they're messy and disordered, and it doesn't comply with my world view. There's nothing worse than an unkempt thatch.
Yeah. Sorry, Ross, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Why do you need that ladder? What are you doing with the ladder?
It's to see things, John. See things that you wouldn't understand, mate.
All right. Is it all nests, Charles? I mean, let me give you an example. Would you ban meringue nests, for instance, where... you know, because what are we going to? Because you know, meringues build nests to bring up their baby meringues, don't they?
They do, yeah.
And also, if you get rid of them, you're going to get, you know, you're going to wipe out a meringue population.
Well, that's the other thing, that these meringue nests are made by confectionery companies like Nestlé.
Yeah,
and you know, they're a multinational corporation. They're probably intent on world domination. I think we should get, we need to, you know, nip it in the bud, really.
Yeah, I mean, so you think get rid of the word nest from Nestlé as well? So it's just lay.
Just lay.
What about nests of tables? Because that's where tables, of course, lay table eggs and bring up their baby tables. Have you got a problem
with
them?
Table.
You've got a table, Ross.
I've got a table, John.
So, tell us about it.
Do you want it? It's oak.
Yep.
It's cheap, though.
Is it?
I'll let you have it for £30.
I don't need it.
30.
What do you make of this nest argument, Ross? You called in. What do you make of
it? I don't know. I'm coming in the middle of it, to be honest. I used to have a friend who used to steal eggs.
Did you?
Claire, her name was. Yeah, she used to take eggs.
Where from?
Where, a nest. It was years ago. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It was years ago now, John, but I saw her in Sainsbury's recently, and she was in the egg aisle. I thought she ain't changed.
Yeah. Of course, there was a problem in the 80s. You remember this? In the 80s, when Mrs. Thatcher closed down all the nest mines, didn't she? And then we had... you remember the...
Star eggs.
And the story... You know,
Hello?
And the birds, the bird riots with the police. It was all those birds clashing with police. We don't want to go back to those days, do we, Charles?
Yes, please.
Okay. Ross?
You going to ask me?
Yes.
No.
Okay. What do you make of these machines now that you can make nests in your own home? These Nespresso things? Where you put the twigs in the top, don't you? And you get a nest out of the little nozzle. And
right.
What do you make?
They developed them in Sweden, didn't they?
They did develop them in Sweden. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. What?
How much?
For what, an espresso?
Yeah, one of the coffee things.
It's not a coffee thing, it's a nest, it makes nests.
I'll change it for the table.
It's worth more than your table. Listen, I want to talk... I want to talk about Sweden, because you mentioned the trials. Now, in Sweden, they're doing these trials where they're selling flat-pack nests to birds, because we were talking about making the nests, weren't we, Charles, and that's what angers you. The birds pick up the twigs and fashion them into the nest, and you know. Obviously, birds already build nests themselves. It's sort of self-assembly anyway. But now, in Sweden, what they've done is, because birds get tired, rather than the birds have to fly around to look for twigs, they can buy a flat-pack nest kit in a box. Hugely successful. It's led to a rise in the population of birds, meringues and tables. IKEA, of course, also do the tables. And I wonder what you make of that, because surely you can't have a problem with the birds themselves, or do you?
Well, I have a problem with the birds. Yeah, I've already made myself clear on this.
Well, can you make yourself a bit clearer now?
I don't like nests.
What about this?
All nests. All nests. That's clear enough, isn't it? Yeah.
I think what happened there is... am I right, Ross? You're saying that...
You are right, John.
Thank you. You're saying that Charles is nothing more than a safe space snowflake. Is that what you're calling him?
Is he do what?
Yeah. Charles is calling you a safe space snowflake. What do you make of that?
No, you said that, not him. Yeah. Ross has been nothing but polite.
No, he emailed it in. So, what do you make of that?
I mean, don't you email, John.
Oh, Charles. Yeah. Ross, Charles, yeah. Charles is calling you racist.
I don't do email, John. I just have a keyboard, ain't got a space bar on it. There's no point, is there?
What do you make
you
of the...
You call me
a what?
You call me a what? A racist?
Yeah.
I've never done any racing of my life.
What do you make of this story today that where there's that fat footballer pictured on the front of the Sun newspaper eating a nest?
Okay, what?
Not talking to you anymore. Charles?
Yeah?
Have you seen that picture? He's eating a nest, isn't he?
No.
Did
you see footballer?
You've not seen it?
No.
Where would you rehome, right?
Nest. The nest.
No, the bird. Because if you get rid of nests, you've got a homeless bird. And the problem of homeless birds is we'll be walking down the street. You know, there's already a problem with homeless people, right? And if you have... I've seen loads of birds in the street. You walk down any street now, right, in London or wherever you are, right, you'll see a bird's just in the street pecking away, right? Yeah. There's loads of them in London, you know, like Trafalgar Square, right? And all these birds are there on the street. You've forced these birds onto the streets, Charles, with your selfish attitude, well, taking their homes away. They're homeless birds.
Not all birds live in nests, my good man.
What
but some birds don't live in nests. Some birds live just in, you know, emus live in the woods.
In a nest, though?
No.
What about a home... All right, okay, what about a homing pigeon, right? Are you turning that into a homeless pigeon?
It lives in a loft.
Yeah, but you're turning it into a home...
No, it doesn't live in a nest, does it?
Yeah, but it nests in the loft.
No.
I've got a loft, John.
Have you?
Yeah, so I keep my table in there.
Is that why you need a ladder to get up to your loft?
Well, you caught me.
Yeah.
Ross, I need to get it down.
Hey?
While you're on the phone there, Ross, can I ask you a favour, mate?
Do what?
Can I borrow your ladder to knock the nest out of the trees on my estate?
Nah, man, you ain't touching my ladder. If you've got £30 on, you can have a table. It's got a chip in it. It's yours.
And no, I don't need a table. I need a ladder.
What are you wasting my time for then? Get off the line, go on.
You can come around and give me a leg up.
You do what?
And there we must leave the debate. So, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we need nests in post-Brexit Britain, then let us know. Obviously, it's a very intelligent argument that's been put forward by Ross there, and also Charles, about whether or not we need them. Ross, very much in favour of nests, possibly, and ladders. And Charles doesn't like them at all, would happily see birds homeless. What do you think, though? Do we need nests in post-Brexit Britain when we've got sat-nav and cloth? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. And that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Rust Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got a Vakira Easy Heat 25 kilowatt combi boiler, including flue, for only £369.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Just wishing you luck for the reunion.
Thanks, sweetie. It's amazing how little Braintree's changed.
How are you feeling?
Good. Just having breakfast, getting my story straight.
Go on.
I thought I'd say I was an international scuba diving instructor.
Nice.
And I've been married for 5 years to Hugo, an acclaimed composer and award-winning lifeguard.
Oh, that's good.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays towards Halifax through Sorby Bridge for the A646. The eastbound side, that's blocked by a broken down lorry around Waterhill Lane. In the Alder Hey area of Liverpool, the A57 East Prescott Road near the Children's Hospital is currently blocked in both directions. That's because of an incident. Merseyside southbound M57 is slow because of an accident. That's near to Junction 4 at Knowsley. And east of Worcester, the A422 through Upton Snodsbury is currently closed in both directions because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh, you win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of March. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We've got another packed show. We're going to be joined by the comic Adam Bromley, who'll be taking us through the trending review. By the author Amor Towles, talking about his brand new book, A Gentleman in Moscow. And by journalist and broadcaster Olivia Foster, our girl about town with all the latest gossip.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio and I'm John Holmes. Now, Talk Radio is very proud to announce a brand new show to our already varied and exciting weekend lineup. Each Sunday, starting this Sunday, from 6 to 8pm, the journalist, author and entrepreneur Milo Yiannopoulos will be presenting his new show, Milo's Take, in which he will be looking back at the week's news and letting you know his opinions, as well as speaking to the listeners and getting your take on those stories as well. The controversial journalist will be starting his show next Sunday, this coming Sunday, bringing his unique voice, big name guests and even bigger opinions to the airwaves of Talk Radio. We couldn't speak to Milo today, sadly, but he did say in this press release, I am really pleased to be joining the UK's most exciting speech radio station, joining the likes of Julia Hartley Brewer and James Whale. You can hear Milo's first show next Sunday, Milo's Take, from 6pm here only on Talk Radio. Okay then. It's time for today's Diversity Paper Review. Regular listeners will know that each day we go through the papers. But yes, so does everybody bloody else, don't they? But we do it with the help of a different diversity each and every day, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. Today we welcome back Kyle, whose diversity is, remind us, Kyle.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Oh, yeah. Big old box tick right there. And it's good to have Kyle back, because Kyle brings spooky stories with him, which I imagine we're going to get onto very shortly. But where are we starting, Kyle?
We're actually starting at the Telegraph. I don't know if you guys have heard that NASA have got a big announcement today.
No, I didn't know this.
I've heard this. It's been doing the rounds on the internet.
It has been doing the rounds.
Has it happened yet?
No, it's happening today at 6pm. So they're holding the press conference to present a finding beyond our solar system, leading to hopes that it may be the discovery of alien life.
They wouldn't wait till 6. Surely the moment they discovered alien life, they'd be bloody hell!
Oh, they'd want to get everyone anticipated. They'd want to build it up. I mean, this could be the greatest finding in,
oh my God,
in history.
I bet it's not. I bet it's, yeah, we found a pulsar. So that's all it's going
to
be.
That's it. Well, everyone seems to think that it's going to be the announcement of alien life, but the more down-to-earth people are saying that it's just going to be an extension of the exoplanets that they've already found.
Yeah, I think if they'd found alien life, I'm pretty sure, I don't know that they'd hang around. How long have we known this was going to happen, this press conference?
It's been doing the rounds for a couple of days. I'd say about 2 days, 3 days.
I don't think NASA would sit on it like that.
I think they would.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they'd want to make a big song and dance about it, yeah.
It'd be good if they'd actually arranged a song and dance about it.
With the aliens that they've discovered.
At 6 o'clock.
Eric Idle-esque sort of, yeah, that'd be great.
A bit like Will Smith at the end of Men in Black.
Just a bit of that going on. Just to announce alien life. That would be it. It would be great.
I really want, you know, in King Kong when they unveil it in a massive cage.
That would be.
That's what I want.
I think you're onto a winner.
That is a very good idea. Yeah. So they just. But if we see switch press conference on, and there's a man from NASA just standing in front of a big cloth covered thing.
Then we know.
Come on. I mean, you obviously will be on the side of wishing for this.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'll be tuning in to watch this.
I mean, it's that or the Brits tonight, isn't it? Imagine if they discovered alien war. Like, that's going to overshadow the Brits. Do you think that's why they've waited?
Probably, yeah. They want to compete.
Because the Brits is going to be big news, right?
The Brits is starting probably around 8. It'll probably be on the red carpet.
Oh, imagine that as well.
Imagine if they offer a Brit to the new alien life.
It'd have to be best an international
newcomer.
Award.
Best newcomer. Yeah, just that's how they choose to announce it. Just get Dermot O'Leary to do it.
Yeah.
But please welcome, performing tonight, Skepta! By the way, they've discovered onions. That'd be amazing.
It would be incredible, and I mean, fingers crossed it is.
Yeah.
But like you say, if they had, I mean, there is part of me that's saying they would have already blown the gasket now.
It's going to take, it's going to take the fat bloke eating the pie off the front pages, isn't it? Certainly.
I know. Wayne Shaw, what a legend.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine Donald Trump just having to deal with that. Some sort of invasion happens, and Trump had a big problem with Muslim immigrants coming into the country. Now he's got to deal with space aliens.
Try and build a wall around the Earth.
Extra checks for aliens. just queuing up, trying to get into the world. Good story. I mean, let's hope.
Hopefully. I mean, because there's obviously the first exoplanet they found that was favourable for life was Kepler 186f.
Yeah.
So, rubbish name.
Not a great.
How many other Keplers were there?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to email that. Yeah.
So, fingers crossed, it's alien life, but more than likely, it's going to be the extent of exoplanets and how favourable of life. Maybe it's just liquid, like water. They found some more water.
Well, as long as they do the song and the dance, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, bit of a show.
Get James Corden to do it or something.
That'd be great.
All right. NASA, where next?
NASA, next we are going to the Mirror.
Okay.
There was a mysterious UFO the size of Jupiter crashed into the sun, apparently.
Capturing
bizarre images from a solar observatory spacraft. So,
I'm not having that. You don't crash into the sun.
Well, this is where the story's leading to, mate. This is where it's going. So, images have been captured by the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory spacecraft, which is jointly run by NASA and the European Space Agency, which appears to show an object hovering close to the surface.
Right.
So, the UFO is described as being made up of a transparent group of rings, and while many believe that the ship is collided with the sun by accident, there are alien hunters out there that believe that the object is actually an extraterrestrial ship using the sun to refuel.
Right, yeah, obviously.
So when the...
It's probably because before that it was diesel and you're not allowed that anymore.
No.
So the spaceship that gets charged, the congestion sort of charge.
Well, at least they're thinking of the environment.
Yeah, so they said they're just using the natural sun. it's quite nice.
Well, it's just, I mean... It follows on from the end of last year. NASA released some images of sort of like six crafts that were floating around the sun that seemed to be drawing in the flares and then shooting off. So if it is, you've got to think of the size of Jupiter. I did have the image, but it wouldn't print off.
Well, a spaceship
here, but I could have shown you. But
the size of Jupiter. I mean,
the size of Jupiter
puts the Death Star into touch.
Where's that going to land, though?
What do you mean?
Jupiter's the biggest one, isn't it? Biggest planet.
Yeah.
So where are they going to build a spaceship the size of Jupiter?
On Kepler...
Is that bigger than Jupiter?
I couldn't tell you. But there are. I mean, but if you think... There's a video on YouTube that I saw where it went through the sizes of the planets. And the Earth, compared to one of the biggest star in the solar system, is like having a grain of sand on a beach ball. And they were saying that if you had a passenger aircraft traveling, I think it was kilometers a second or something. It would take 1,100 years to orbit once.
Right.
So that just shows the size of the Earth. How
that depends
insignificant.
On baggage allowance, anyway. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be an expensive journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
As well.
And also, if it's a budget airline, it'll have to land on a neighbouring planet and have to get a bus.
Mm.
So. You'd have to stand the whole way as well.
You would. Awkward. All right, so that's good. We've got a NASA announcement at 6 o'clock. Victoria, do you know anything? You're from the news. Do you know anything about the discovery of alien life being announced at 6 o'clock by NASA?
No.
Could you find out? You could scoop them. If you can discover alien life between now and 6 o'clock, you could get the world scoop on this.
Well, I've been
and you'll get nominated for an award, like the two mics did for something to do with the Trump.
It's not just the two mics. It was primarily the Talk Radio News team.
Is that you?
Well, I didn't think it was anything to do with me.
An award,
it's
an
the
award
overnight.
Nominee.
It's the overnight Trump winning the US election stuff. But yeah. My voice is in there, is so it? There we go.
Put it in, sorted.
What's the category? Worst pronounced. anyway, look, if you can discover alien
You're
life.
Horrible.
No. If you can discover. If you can discover alien life between now and 6 o'clock, you could scoop NASA, because that's what we think is going to happen. Kyle's with us. He's got the diversity paper review. He'll be bringing us more of it after Victoria has brought us the news and weather. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
A man has been convicted of murdering his fiancée in a plot that involved initially making this call to police to report her as missing.
He left a note. She said in the note something like, I need space and time alone.
He's definitely not at home, no.
No, it's not at all. I've literally checked everywhere. We have got quite a large house. But I've literally checked everywhere.
Ian Stewart had been drugging Helen Bailey with sleeping pills before smothering her in April. He dumped the author's body in a cesspit underneath their home in Royston in Hertfordshire, where she was found 3 months later alongside her pet dog. The 56-year-old claimed Helen was killed by kidnappers who'd framed him. Charles White from the Crown Prosecution Service says Stewart was very calculating.
He had planned this crime over a long period of time and had deceived everyone. He was living alongside Helen Bailey in the same house, eating meals, sharing their lives together. She had no notion that he had this sinister design on her. So he was a very clever deceiver.
Merseyside police say they're doing absolutely everything in their power to track down a murderer who's on the run. 28-year-old Sean Walmsley got away from prison guards when they were confronted by armed men following a hospital visit in Liverpool yesterday. Cressida Dick has been appointed the Metropolitan Police's first female commissioner. She will replace Sir Bernard Hogan Howe. Tony Blair's hit out at critics who have questioned whether a British man who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq this week should have been released from Guantanamo Bay back in 2004. The former Prime Minister says governments always have to balance proper concern for civil liberties with a desire to protect security. And the schools minister has confirmed primary age pupils will be tested on their times tables. The checks will start from next year. The weather tonight will be wet in most places, very windy in the southwest, with the temperature getting down to 3 degrees in Scotland. Tomorrow, Storm Doris will bring widespread gales. These will be severe in central areas and exposed coasts. Some showers in southern areas and highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
Oh, right. In the next bit of the programme, we will be giving away some meat. But today, to celebrate Fat Goalkeeper Piegate, it's meat pie, chicken pie, beef pie, lamb pie or vegetable pie. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist, John.
That's right. And you can win that in a game of Dead or Alive if you'd like to play. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's coming before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Diversity pay-per-view continues with Kyle next.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then, yes, Talk Radio, and Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. But now we are midst, I say to you, the diversity paper review, that's right. And Kyle's with us. We've talked about NASA's big announcement at 6 o'clock, which Kyle is desperate to believe... involves the discovery of alien life. We have to wait and find out. We don't know. But maybe it's something to do with the giant Jupiter-sized spaceship seen crashing into the sun that the Mirror appear to be reporting.
Never know.
So where are we going next? Are we staying...
We are staying with extraterrestrial material.
You love this stuff.
I do. I can't get enough. We go to the Daily Mail.
where a Russian scientist has found massive amounts of extraterrestrial material during an expedition to an Iranian desert.
What's he found?
So, this scientist, Viktor Grachovsky, he is a scientist who was famed for recovering a meteorite that crashed in Russia in 2013. He's been very lucky once again that he's found a huge haul of extraterrestrial material in the Lut Desert in Iran. So it's thought that he's found fragments. He's found about 80 fragments that could have been part of a meteor shower.
Yeah.
And at least 10 of them are collected. Basically, there's... How do I say this? There's samples that are not from this planet, basically.
Right. But it doesn't, that doesn't mean aliens, though, does it? That just means
doesn't
he's found,
mean aliens.
Found
it's
some
just,
space rock.
Basically, yeah. It's extraterrestrial material, so it's anything not part of our Earth, our solar system.
See, I thought when you said you found extraterrestrial material, I thought you'd like found, you know, some cloth or some, you know, a sort of alien kilt.
Well, like the spoons that they found on Mars.
Like the spoons
the other month.
That we talked about that they found on Mars, yeah. But I thought that's what, you know, sort of a J-cloth, a cleaning, a duster.
Yeah, something, imagine something really benign, just
Martian
really
duster.
Dull.
But it's not. But the thing is, it's not that much of a story, is it? Because you go, well, it starts off good, and then you're sucked in, and then you go, it's just some rock.
It starts off great, but this is why I've included it. So the arid conditions and the unique landscape of the desert have helped to preserve the unique meteorite matter, which is believed to have originated from the birth of our solar system around 4.5 billion years ago.
Okay, that is interesting.
So that just took me away that there's, you know, there's a, you know, it's a piece of rock, really, isn't it? But that's been there since the start of everything.
What was he doing in the desert? Did he know something was there? What was he?
They study the patterns of meteor showers. So you may have seen the video of the meteorite that actually crashed in 2013.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's all those dash cams where it just went ridiculously bright.
Yeah.
So he basically took an expedition out to that and managed to find meteorites. And he took a group of four geologists from the Ural Federal University to check out the crash site, which was similar to the 2013 one in Chelyabinsk,
Russia. Then
Russia, somewhere in Russia.
Yeah.
So it's just incredible. I mean, the piece that you found before, it was the biggest fragment of meteorite that anyone's found, and it's the same guy again. I mean, he's got a good hunch.
Well, I hope
he's going to be
at NASA's announcement.
He probably will. Maybe it's from this. Maybe they found alien life in these meteorites.
Yeah, and you're bringing. So you've scooped them all. If this turns out to be true,
you heard it here
be
first.
Carried shoulder high. I'm surprised TalkSport aren't going big on it. It's right there. Are they gone? You do stuff for TalkSport.
TalkSport,
don't you?
Yeah.
Are they going big on pies today? By any chance?
We went big on pies yesterday.
Pies yesterday.
We went mad on pies yesterday. So, I'm not working today, so I don't actually know.
No,
fair
enough.
My days
no,
off.
Why would you? Yeah, why would you do that?
I prefer Pulse 2.
The radio station Pulse 2?
Yeah, it's one of the wireless group stations, isn't it? And it's just won a...
Oh, yeah.
Or nominated an award for sports journalism.
Has it? But no one from Talk Sport?
No, it doesn't
the
look
flagship.
Like it. Doesn't look like it.
Hashtag awkward.
Shots fired.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there any more, or have we done?
That's it, actually.
Oh, fine, that's fine. That's plenty.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, look, keep your eye on the skies and your eyes on NASA's announcement.
I'll definitely let you know.
Because if it turns to be alien life, we talk to you first.
Yeah.
Kyle, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kyle there with the Diversity Paper Review, which is always spacey when Kyle does it. Remind us of your diversity.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Correct. And in the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat, but in the form of a pie, speaking of the footballers. Pie, chicken pie, beef pie, lamb pie, or vegetable pie. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. If you'd like to win pie in a game of dead or alive, I've got a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
You could be playing next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive.
Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
At Juicen, we've got loads of hot products and incredibly cool prices. So don't miss out on our brilliant February trade deals. Clean up with 25% extra free on big wipes now from just £7.99. Get a Novi Pro puncture-free 90-litre wheelbarrow for only £50.94. And pick up a whopping 200 bonus juice points. Discover more really impressive trade deals that won't wipe out your wallet online at juicen.co.uk or in your nearest branch. Juicen, everything you need to get the job done. Prices subject to 20% VAT.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The A1M in West Yorkshire is struggling northbound around Wetherby. Two lanes are out, junctions 45 to 46 because of a vehicle fire. All the restrictions on the M57 around Knowsley have been lifted, but I'm afraid that there's still problems in Liverpool for East Prescott Road, the A57, blocked near to the Older Hay Children's Hospital because of an incident. There's restrictions on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 at 12 for the Eccles Interchange because of a breakdown and queues on the approach. And traffic on the M3 in Hampshire has been stopped northbound around junction 14 for the M27 because of emergency repairs. I'm Joina Adams.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh, you win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of March. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stay tuned tonight because at 10 o'clock we've got Chris Difford from Squeeze, and I'll be asking, is it true that men who wear mobile phones on their belts are perverts?
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, they are, Ian. Now, it's 4:15 and the news. We've been looking at the news and it's, British extremists, should we let them back into the UK? This is off the back, of course, of the ISIS bomber who was paid £1 million in compensation, according to a lot of press reports this morning, when he was released from Guantanamo Bay. This is a man they're naming, he's called Ronald Fidler. When he was in Guantanamo Bay, they used to keep him on the roof. And he got paid £1 million. Obviously, people, certainly the Daily Mail, very angry about that kind of thing. That's in the news anyway. There's obviously the Fats goalkeeper who was seen sitting on a bench behind the goal at a football match, working out some complicated mathematical formula. They're calling it Pygate. Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, many people can't, which is why we are here to help you. That's what we do. We take the news and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry, of course. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Milo quits Breitbart. Not sure why, he must have ate a pie or something.
in haikus. Now, very shortly, we'll be giving away some meat. But before we do, we are predicting what might happen at tonight's Brit Awards, of course. Something always happens at the Brit Awards. Crazy.
Ooh,
crazy.
What are they like?
And we're just going to try and predict what's going to happen. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. This is from Michael, who says, yep. Someone will complain to ITV saying that Little Mix were wearing... what they were wearing was too revealing.
Yes, that'll happen.
This was anonymous, but someone just texted in the words "Brit prediction" and then James Corden. I think that probably.
Yeah, something probably. John, here's my prediction for the Brits tonight. This is from Sarah. Keith Lemon will present an award and then say something that only idiots find hilarious, such as "Oh, Justin Bieber couldn't be here tonight. Is it past his bedtime?" Something like that. We've already heard about the prediction that Madonna will be pulled backwards down some stairs by the skin under her arms as it gets caught in one of the one of her backing dancers. And apparently Stormzy Doris is going
to ruin proceedings.
Stormzy Doris. Stormzy Doris is coming. And apparently he could
knock down the O2.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is that he's... Is he a rapper? Is he a rapper? Is he a hip-hopper?
Yes.
Is he a hippity-hopper?
He's a grime artist.
Stormzy Doris's grime could arrive at 80 miles an hour, which, of course, being at an event with record industry executives and all their cocaine could be a disaster as it blows away their stash. These are the Brits' predictions for tonight. Get involved with that if you want. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now it is time to give away some meat. Your choice of pie today: chicken, beef, lamb, or vegetable pie. And we're going to give it away in a game of Dead or Alive. Yes, it's the Wednesday quiz. A list of things that are either dead or alive. All you have to do is work out which of those they are. On the line today, playing for Pie, for Piegate, it's Kev. Hello, Kev.
All right, John.
Hello, Kev. How are you, Kev?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Where are you from, Kev?
I'm from Clapham.
Clapham. Clapham,
yeah,
Kev.
Common area.
Clapham Common area. Are you on the Common now?
I'm not. No, I'm in the office at the minute. A bit rowdy, but yeah, I'm in it.
And what do you do? What do you do as an office?
Well, I'm in the dispatch department of we give away theme park tickets, okay?
Yep.
I'm in the dispatch department, so basically I'm the lowest rung of the ladder, if you like.
Oh, okay. Is there an actual ladder?
Not a lateral ladder. No. I haven't even seen the top any of the ladder actually. But yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering because you say you give away tickets for theme parks and so on and so forth. And obviously, ladder would be useful to rescue people who get trapped on roller coasters. So I was.
Yeah,
just,
it would. Yeah.
Help you there. And how many tickets have you? Whatever it is you do with tickets distributed today.
Well, my quota's around about 75 to 80, but yeah. I'm running a bit low today because I've just been wasting a lot of time, I've got to be honest.
You waste a lot of time listening to this, presumably?
Yeah. I can't help myself. Glutton for punishment.
Well, all right. Well, look, we can. If you are a glutton of any kind, it's your lucky day because we've got pie. Now, are you aware of the fat footballer who ate a pie?
Yes, I've heard all about it.
In the news. Well, to celebrate him, we are giving away a pie today. You can choose, Kev, Clapham Kev, chicken, beef, lamb or vegetable pie. Which pie, should you score high, would you like to
eat? Well, I've always liked chicken pie, so I'll go with chicken pie.
Chicken pie. All right then, okay.
Yeah,
so we're going to be keeping score. Now, what you have to do is just tell me from a list of things what's dead and what's alive. It really is that easy.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go with today's game of Dead or Alive. Starting with Doris. Dead or alive, Doris?
Very much alive.
Yes, in Scotland, and bringing strong winds and rain later in this week, like tomorrow, through the Midlands. Very good. Dead or alive, Doris? Dead or alive, Doris?
Dead.
Yes, my nana, Doris. She was called Doris Smith, and she died when I was about 16. Dead Doris.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, we're over it now.
Okay.
Dead or alive, the chances of making it to the FA Cup quarterfinals when your substitute goalkeeper eats a pie during the second half?
Dead.
Yeah, very dead, those. Yeah. Dead or alive, romance.
Alive.
Yes, I'm going to say yes to that because this is after notorious prisoner Charles Bronson, you know, the violent inmate, said this. He said he couldn't wait to lick his new fiancée. And he put that in a new piece of his prison artwork there. So that's very romantic, isn't it? That's nice.
That's lovely.
It's something. Nothing says I love you like being licked by a dangerous criminal. That's nice. The Walking.
Dead.
Yes, The Walking Dead is... our assistant producer, Cass, as podcast, through the glass. Her hair, is it dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But actually, it's come weirdly alive again. It was dead, just sort of lackluster, like the hair of a witch. But it's become alive again, because she's dyed it a luminous, vile pink colour.
Glowing.
Which is in stark contrast to her miserable demeanour. Let's find out why. Cass, Ask Podcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
At least I've got her.
Yeah. Why have you dyed it? Ooh, ouch. Why have you dyed it? Whatever that is.
Because I wanted to make up for my miserable demeanour, apparently.
Are you like a beacon, and then someone in the distance has seen your hair and will dye their hair very purple, and a message will get around of some sort?
Yeah, and the message is, go to an optician and get your eye sorted.
I think what it is, it's like she's a sort of inhuman sort of lighthouse, where if you stand Cass in the corner of the office now, it just warns everybody to keep away. Anyway, alive. So, the atmosphere, dead or alive, the atmosphere in an all bar one.
Dead.
Yes, of course. Milo Yiannopoulos' chances now of getting a job as a babysitter, dead or alive?
Dead. Yeah, he's working for Dalton Radio, isn't he?
No? That's right. Yeah, well, yes, he is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't got time to get a job as a babysitter. He's starting here on Sunday night, 6 to 8. The new Milo Yiannopoulos show. Milo's take. My Auntie Sylvie. Weekly update. My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, she's still alive. Good news.
Oh.
Yeah, she's still in the home. Still drinking from the same sippy cup, but very much still with us. The Hills.
They're alive.
Ah, with the Sound of Music.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm afraid not. No, in this case, the Hills are a family. Three generations of them. Lived quite near my parents when I was growing up. Three generations of them wiped out, all of them, the Hills, in a freak taxidermy accident in the late 90s.
Oh.
And finally, dead or alive, who Alice Cooper loves?
Dead.
Let's find out who Alice Cooper... answer. Yes, now, you wanted to win a chicken pie. Let us
find out.
Yes, that is right. Let us find out whether or not you've been successful. Cornelius, mm-hmm. Have you been working it out?
Yeah. Let's start the system.
Do you want to start? No.
No,
we already have. It's too late now. You started the system. The system has started, and it's a very slow system. Just bear with us, if you will, Kev. Here it comes. Well done. That was fast.
Worked quickly today.
That's what happens when you start running out of time.
I had the score.
Yeah.
I had the score.
What's the score?
For Clapham Kev, who has scored in Dead or Alive on this, the 22nd of February 2017.
You don't need it.
8.
Is that enough to win a chicken pie?
Kev will be able to say that he ate a chicken pie.
Yay! Congratulations, Kev. Well done.
Thank you. You've
won a pie. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Yeah.
So finish it. Now it has. Here's Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Sam Delaney.
Sam.
Suppose you want to know what I'm going to be talking about.
I do.
Okay. David Davis, Brexit minister.
Yep.
Bad news for all of you who voted Brexit thinking it was going to get rid of the foreigners. Which he says they can stay and he might even take more, which I imagine, I didn't vote for Brexit, but I'm imagining that those who did will be shouting at their radios, we don't want to get rid of all foreigners forever.
That's why they voted for it.
Exactly, that's why they voted for it. But no, turns out, not gonna happen. We're going to have to carry on inviting them in because, of course, the economy depends on low-paid migrants who we can effectively enslave to do the dirty work that none of us are prepared to do.
That's right.
Without them, the whole operation would just collapse.
Yep.
So they're staying. Okay. Bad news. Do you feel cheated if you voted Brexit? I'm sure you do. Call and tell me. 03444 499 1000.
Have you also heard about this announcement that NASA are doing at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, that there's aliens.
Aliens.
There better be, because they've made... 2 days ago, they said... Big press announcement coming, and we were like, oh, it's going to be something big. And if you turn up and go, the news is space is just jogging along as usual. We're keeping an eye on things, but nothing much to report. If you give us 48 hours notice, NASA, you better have an alien there to show us.
Well,
you better have an alien
to show us. The idea of immigrants coming over here could well be just dashed aside because once aliens start
be the least of our worries.
Exactly.
The least of our worries will be Polish people when there's aliens. Unless, of course, they're sexy aliens.
Yeah.
Because I really hope that whatever aliens do visit are like the aliens that sometimes Captain Kirk would fall in love with on Star Trek. Remember there was a sexy green woman?
And
it was confusing.
He did do it with a sexy green alien.
Yeah, yes, because when you were a kid, you'd watch it and think, she's green, but I really fancy her.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to be part of this NASA press conference.
Well, I mean,
whether or not they will comment on the sexual attractiveness of the aliens, we just don't know, John.
If it is aliens, will you be covering it, though? That's all we need to know.
Definitely.
Good news. Right, Sam Delaney with you from 4 here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.